freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, revolutionradiofreedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do? Bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Shades of black is where I come from. Depression, misery, and hellacious fun. No, we're not the kind to turn our backs and run. 'Cause three shades of black is where we come from. We are a certain breed and we don't like you. Some are junkies, some are freaks, and others are everyday goons. No one will ever know what we've been through, and we are proud in the light of the moon.
Whiskey has been a way of life for me for many years. I put down the whiskey almost a decade ago. And, this day and age, a lot of people are clinging to their vices more than ever to escape the reality we find ourselves in. Everybody, welcome. We got all kinds of cats on the show. We can start out with Mr. Rowe, or if Jacker can hold on, or we can just go right to Jacker for 3 minutes. Around the table we go. Jacker, welcome to the High Council. I'm not going to keep anybody waiting. I got about 25 tabs to go to. I got plenty of material. But let's get everybody's take on current affairs, and then I got plenty of topics to cover. Here we go. Jacker, it's all you.
Okay, yeah. Well, the most important thing we're dealing with right now is what's happening in the Ukraine. The Russians pretty much are able to do pretty much what they want to the Ukrainians as far as moving the line or taking things over that they want. They're being very incremental. It's like they're not even rushing it. They're taking their time. They get a normal pattern. They come up upon a stronghold, a city or whatever. They go around it. And they try to surround it, and then finally they kind of crush it until the Ukrainians withdraw, or the mercenaries, or even like the NATO troops that are in the the uniforms of the Ukrainians. But the big thing, the big thing is they're moving in the sophisticated Patriot missiles, which is going to stop Russia's air superiority. And that's a red line. And then the other thing is that they're looking for somehow to bring NATO or what they call the coalition of the willing into the Ukraine. Once they do that, that means they will bring in NATO's combined air power. And just in the last 24 hours, a brigadier general, a comparable in the Russian military, he was on Russian TV and he came flat out and said that, look, we can handle the Ukrainians. This war, we will win it. He says, however, if NATO comes in, especially with their air superiority, CNN actually had the clip, the guy's own words. He goes, we're going to have to resort to other things in our at our disposal.
Technology that's more advanced that we haven't used yet.
The Russian announcer said, are you talking about tactical nuclear weapons? And he goes, yeah, we'd have to use nuclear weapons. And so that's where we're at. That's your opinion of where we're at.
That's 3 minutes there. I appreciate that. Mr. Wayne, where are you at tonight on the High Council?
Yeah, good evening, and good evening to everybody out there. The world and its current state of affairs is not good. The United States is losing more friends as the day goes by. There's a war beginning to erupt on the southern border here of our United States. Actually, it's been going on for a while, but now it's going to start drawing a little bit more attraction. The Ukraine thing, well, I don't know. It's going to play out. Like I said, if NATO gets involved full-fledged, I mean, it's going to be, turn it out to be, for me to see what it looks like. It's going to be an old-fashioned European bone dredger, if you know what I'm talking about, just a meat grinder. You know, don't send your children off to fight and die for these wars, folks, especially for one reason. You know, guess what? They're non-sanctioned. I haven't heard one sanctioning by anybody in this country, you know, saying, yeah, we should be doing this. So these are illegal, ill-gotten conflicts. Back to you.
All right, Thomas Painter, where you at tonight on the High Council? How you feeling?
Howdy, howdy. I'm more worried about what's going on in this country, not what's going on over there.
I agree. Matt, a few words, but potent effect regardless. Pac, how are you? Welcome to tonight's High Council Roundtable.
Hi, McKenny. Thanks for inviting me. And hi, guys. Hope everybody's well. Yeah, we've got a bit of news happening here in Australia. And like Ahmed, I like to see what's happening here instead of worrying about Russia at the moment. I think Russia can take care of itself and everything else that it's got to do without, you know, we're not in World War III yet, but they've been talking about it for 12 months and we're getting further and further away from it, my opinion. But anyway, Aussie Cossack, do you know, have you heard of the Aussie Cossack down here in Australia that's been going to protest and speaking out for the last, you know, 12 months or so about the government and mandates and stuff? Well, they've arrested him, I don't know how many times, but he's Australian-born.
AVI, right?
Not Avi from Rebel News. This is the Aussie Cossack.
Okay, different guy. Okay, I didn't realize you heard Avi. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, he actually today, only not long before you called me, had gone into the Russian embassy. And he's actually seeking asylum because they are not.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, because they've just been, like, picking on him and his wife. Like, the other day they did,
He took his whole family?
Yeah, there's just him and his wife. They don't have children yet. Okay. And his wife's, she's Russian. I think she's Russian.
Oh, that makes it even easier. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah. But he's been also, you know, talking about the COVID and the lockdowns and, you know, having a go at his council and everything, but also been bringing the news about Russia and Ukraine, right? A lot of the evidence, and been getting a lot of support, right? Because a lot of people at the beginning were all for Ukraine, you know, Russia's doing this bad thing. But yeah, it's, the tables are turned. So he's now in the Russian embassy. Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, we'll definitely, we can cover that at some point. Two Feathers, welcome to another episode of the High Council Roundtable here at RevolutionRadioFreedomSlips.com. He might be out with the truck. He's not muted. We'll get back to him. Mr. Rowe, where are you at?
Okay. Well, I'm in California. And, you know, John mentioned there was some conflicts going on closer to home, which is absolutely true. There's been a declaration of war from the Cartel de Santa Rosa de Lima against the CJNG. There was an ambush last night or the night before on Sedena, which is the Mexican military. They were ambushed at a checkpoint, well, at a turnaround, and they wound up killing, I think, the assassins, CDNZ. I think those were the Cartel de Norte, Los Zetas or something. There was also a power vacuum that has created yet another cartel, and they are they're operating on both sides of the border, so they are actually in the United States. But that's some of the stuff that's going on a little bit closer to home that, you know, people should be aware of.
And, 100%.
They're having shootouts as well. Several people have been killed in the past several days. In fact, one more thing, this guy, he was in prison. One of the cartels used 80 guys to break into the prison to break him out. He was the enemy. They wanted him for themselves. So they took him from the prison. They gave him an interrogation. They got it on video. And then they killed him and left his body with a note signed by them on the side of the road for the police to find. And that was like yesterday.
Don't worry. They want us to turn our guns in here. You know, everything's right. Fine. Calm
down.
No,
it's just fine. Everything is fine. Right. Deacon John, welcome to another episode of the High Council.
I'm going to take a little bit of an exception here with the hijacker. I don't think any nuclear weapons are going to be used. I think it's scripted to set up to destroy and flatten out Ukraine and get rid of the people that live there so somebody else can take control of the country. And I think we all know who that's going to be, but we'll see. Go ahead.
Interesting. Sergeant Miller, welcome to the High Council.
All right, gentlemen and ladies. Wow, what a time to be alive. That's an understatement. Shout out to Peter McCullough. Got back on Twitter today.
Yes, sir.
And I suggest people follow him. Man, he's been dropping some bombs. And he also he got a book. I think it's called The Origin of COVID-19, personally written by him. So, you know, just on the lighter side of things. Peter McCullough and Robert Malone got back.
And Dr. Robert Malone, that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. So, I hope to see more frontline doctors on Twitter, and I hope to see more truth coming out on Twitter before they rob this dude of his citizenship. They robbed this dude of both his car company, this social media complex. They're going after his citizenship. They're looking and scrutinizing to see whether he lied on his application. They want to deport this guy right back to Africa. All right. I think we're going to go back to Two Feathers. You were muted or away from your device momentarily. Two Feathers, just jump in when you get an opportunity. I got some.
All right. Can you hear me?
We can. Go ahead, Two Feathers. Where you at tonight? Welcome to the High Council.
Hey, thanks for having me. Jerome Powell of the Federal Reserve said the labor market does not raise inflation. Go ahead.
Okay.
But he is raising rates again, 25% basis points.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. He's a heck of a human being. All right, let's get to some of these short clips right here. Just a few small ones, a little bit of levity, a little bit of news. Just like to run through a few things for everybody. Here we go. All right. Oh, come on. Get out of here. Did I wreck it? I did. I did. Oh, I had a nice one set up right there, too. Ah, that sucked. All right, let's try it one more time. Here, let's see. Where'd it go? Is this it right here?
I want that.
No, that is not it. Right here? Where is it? Ah, that sucks. All right, Twitter. All right, we're over here. This is ridiculous. A little bit of... A little bit of vile, disgusting, sick propaganda for your holiday season. All right.
Will Santa still be able to visit me in coronavirus this season?
I think I got to turn up the volume somewhere.
Hold on. Anyone's house or near his reindeer.
Okay. Anthony Fauci front and center. All right. I'm going to turn up my speaker. You got to hear this. This is absolutely insane. We have crossed the, what? Come on. Rubicon. That's right. We've crossed the Rubicon right here. Let's run this back. The volume's up. Unbelievable. I can't even believe this is a thing right here. I can't believe they've gone this far. Granted, I knew Santa Claus was a joke. All right, at 6 years old, okay? All right, I knew Santa Claus was a fairy tale at 6 years old, all right? Granted, I lost probably a lot of good times as a child. I get it. And they want to continue to be dream killers out there. Here we go.
Will Santa still be able to visit me in coronavirus this season? What if he can't go to anyone's house or near his reindeer?
Okay, that's a normal question from a, you know, six-year-old. Why can't he visit any family or friends or be around any reindeer? That's a perfectly normal question from a child, right? Okay, listen.
Well, I have to say I took care of that for you because I was worried that you'd all be upset. So what I did a little while ago, I took a trip up there to the North Pole. I went there and I vaccinated Santa Claus myself. I measured his level of immunity and he is good to go. He can come down the chimney.
Well, it's really low, mechanic.
He can leave and you have nothing to worry about.
Man, that's unfortunate for you, Jack. I think everybody else heard it.
He's a liar.
It's Anthony Fauci talking about vaccinating Santa Claus, hijacker. That's the propaganda. Anthony Fauci vaccinating Santa Claus. Go yourself. I mean, this is ridiculous that this is being tolerated in this country right now. Insane. Absolutely insane. This bile pestilence. Pestilence comes to mind when I think of this grotesque individual. Pestilence. Go ahead.
Now, did you also see that he was responding to Elon Musk tweets? And he was talking about that's why he travels with armed guards as he does his little Hall of Fame.
Some low-life trolls are hassling his wife and kid.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, Sergeant Miller. He's got a gripe about some low-life trolls hassling his wife and kid. Meanwhile, in the background, he's probably taking part in the role that killed millions. Anybody else want to comment on this video?
Okay. What about that 12-year-old, man? That's a sad story. Did you hear about that with the kidney transplant?
Oh yeah, couldn't get the transplant unless he was vaccinated.
God,
it's absolutely insane. You're gonna die without it. There's a chance you'll die getting the vaccine. You're gonna die without
your transplant, you might as well just not get it. And take your time, you know, say goodbye. I mean, why? I mean, unless they're going to use it. See, what I think is happening is like this little Will, baby Will down there in Australia. No, sorry. Down there in New Zealand.
New Zealand, yeah.
Yeah. In my opinion, I think, well, first of all, the narrative is that vaccinated blood is no different than unvaccinated blood.
It's actually better.
That's the narrative from the government in New Zealand. Okay? The government in this country has made no such statement. However, in New Zealand, they have said there's no difference, and it's child neglect if you don't do it, and we will do it for you. In my view, they're going to give this baby the purest of pure blood. He will get a pure blood transplant, an infusion, whatever. He will have no difficulties. And then major articles will be written. Major journal will be written. Reviews will be written. This just in. Surgery on little Will proves vaccinated blood not harmful. And this is going to be the case all over the world. You watch. It's coming. So I believe that they're going to do this to these kids in the United States. Some kids will survive, but then once it catches on to the media, it's just going to be a source where it's going to be buried like all these other sudden deaths. Are you not in your feeds, everybody, your different feeds, your social media feeds, whatever it might be, are you not listening and reading more and more daily? My feeds are now full of died suddenly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
My feeds are full of died suddenly. Okay. So that was a little piece of disgusting right there. Let me drop that. Boom. There's you can find that. That's on my Twitter. My Twitter, The Mechanic, 1776. I've been shadow banned for probably a year now, so who knows. I got proof I was shadow banned by Mr. Rowe. Thank you, Mr. Rowe.
Oh, no problem.
Dream killer. Okay. This is in the UK. It was
just a boost de-escalation. It wasn't quite a shadow ban.
Yeah, I don't understand exactly how Parliament and MPs and representatives and all that works in the UK all that well. But I know that this dude's high ranking. And what he's saying right now, absolute truth. Here we go. Let's check this out here. Boom.
Madam Deputy Speaker, it's also been brought to my attention by a whistleblower from a very reliable source that one of these institutions is covering up clear data that reveals the mRNA vaccine increases inflammation of the heart arteries. They are covering this up in fear that they may lose funding from the pharmaceutical industry. The lead of that cardiologist.
So if that's happening in the UK, you know it's happening in the States. They are covering up the harmful effects in order to sustain funding. Let's continue.
The cardiology research department has a prominent leadership role with the British Heart Foundation, and I'm very disappointed to say that he has sent out non-disclosure agreements to his research team to ensure that this important data never sees the light of day. This, Madam Deputy Speaker, is an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, it's horrendous. And these same individuals in the United States, counterparts to the UK, are the same individuals who supported a 75-year ban and censorship on the results of Pfizer's trials prior to them becoming authorized for emergency use. Now, Deacon, I happen to be listening to your show today. And I believe you were covering an article whereas there was a lawsuit that existed where they were about to prove intent that the existing knowledge existed on the harmful effects prior to the authorization of the FDA. Furthermore, a proven method like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and monoclonal antibodies were available at the time of the emergency status. These things are all on the table. Do you have more on that article that you want to share?
I'll grab it. Come back to me. Hold on. Let me find it.
All right. That's a great article. I got another clip while he's looking for that. So this is out of here. Next. Okay. This is back in the U.S. A little LGBTQ violence for you. My favorite kind of violence is the LGBTQ type. The violence that comes with the LGBTQ is some kind of phenomenal.
Person is safe and protected.
Okay. Safe and protected over here at C-SPAN. This is an anti-LGBT violence little hearing on C-SPAN. Special guest commentator, Jessie Pocock is her name. Inside Out Youth Services. Inside Out Youth Services. Oh, it's a disgusting name. Inside Out Youth Services Advocacy Organization, CEO and Executive Director. This chick is so high on it. She's got everything going through her system right here. She got eyes the size of quarters. All right, here we go.
We are constantly filing reports of abuse and neglect because of parents.
I understand the cases of it sounds like you're deflecting the question a little bit. I understand cases of abuse. There's laws to protect the abuse. I mean, schools actually are legally obligated to report cases of abuse. What? Same for churches and the like, anyone who deals with young people. But, do parents have a right? Should they be informed about what's going on? Do they have a right to know what's going on in their kids' lives?
So I think, again, those of us who are protecting and supporting young people are there and trusted with the information of the things that they are dealing with. In terms of parents' rights to know at schools, I mean, here in Colorado, parents don't have the right. If a young person is questioning their gender or their sexuality, there are laws in place that say that they have the right to process that with their trusted counselor and so forth.
You do a significant amount of your work with kids even starting at age 13.
Yep.
What would be the age of consent then in your mind?
In our community, the age of consent to mental health therapy is 12 years old. So we have laws that enable young people to connect with trusted adults who can support them. That is just so important. It prevents suicide. And so we serve young people at 13 because we know they come to us.
Yeah. Scary as if you're a parent. I mean, wow. You got a parent, and you're a parent in the state of California or state of Colorado. Same with California. What the hell? In the state of Colorado. And one day your kid comes home and says, hey, look, I want to put on a dress and get rid of all my boy clothes. I'm disgusted by them. And he starts throwing a tantrum and I'm no longer going into boys' school, boys' clothing stores. I'm shopping with my mom from now on and I want makeup and I want a purse and I want hormone blockers and I don't even want to go through puberty and I'm going to learn how to tuck and I will get permission to mutilate myself with or without your support. And I'll do it through my school. This is all legal in Colorado and in California and in New York. Some places in all over the country. This is becoming this is diabolical. This is absolutely the quintessential vision. This is the quest. This is the absolute, like, centerfold dream come true for the evil one, for that one in black. This is a satanic full bag of cotton candy. All right. They love this shit. The destruction of little boys and girls, their dreams wrecked. They become personal, permanent hospital patients. They become permanent medical patients their whole life. Permanent. They'll never get off it. They're always going to need medical attention. They're sterilized for life, scarred for life. Even if the detransition takes place, most likely scarred for life, whether it be a hairline, whether it be armpit hair, puberty, pubes itself, your growth, your voice, everything dissolves.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
so when my parents taught me that homosexuality and all this perverted shit is really bad for you and it's evil and you shouldn't do it, they were right then, weren't they?
Yeah, but they go to school and all of that teaching you give them is inverted. Yeah. Is inverted. You become the oppressor. Who told you that? My parents. Well, let's talk about your parents. Your dad specifically, he's probably toxic masculinity, you know, or at the dinner table with Deacon John, it's toxic masculinity. He's got guns. He probably smokes tobacco every now and then, you know. They meet at the table. Your whole household is just toxic masculinity. Here's the problem with your father. And then they start turning a child against you.
Well, someone needs a good ass beating. That's all I can say.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, no shit. I agree 100%. I agree 100%. All right, let me run through these titles. If you guys, I'm not sure if I lost it here or not. I don't know where this came from here. Oh yeah, I got the story about this Arkansas beating by the police.
Hey, real quick to break in. Apparently, there's a leak on the Soyuz on the International Space Station. They're trying to assess the situation. I put the video.
Is water coming into the cabin?
No, something's.
Water's not coming into the cabin.
Spraying out of the.
There's a video in
our chat, and I'll put it in our. Also in the Matrix chat, so you guys can draw your own conclusions.
Likely misinformation, but thank you for the update.
Hey, screw you, fucking call me misinformation.
What's up with that, man?
Garbage.
Bust his ass.
Like yeah, it is garbage. It's 100%.
You're garbage. Look, you're calling me misinformation.
It's sitting here and telling me that I got to take your word for it, that there's some kind of
No,
space.
I said, take it as you will.
Okay, take it as you will. I'm taking it as, well, look. I'm taking it as there's no bubbles in space.
Come over here, reach over there and slap you, man.
Oh, yeah?
That's right.
Some kind of a gas. Some kind of a gas turn into, ice. So, you say this is Soyuz, so that's Russian. Is there anybody on this thing?
Well, they're I guess they're doing an assessment.
There's people on the space station, huh? Okay.
There's stuff up there floating around, okay? I mean, it could be inside the dome and
I don't see why you have this much faith in NASA. I just don't understand it. You guys have all, one time or another, here you are promoting their nonsense.
So you continue to
support their story.
Have you ever stood in the backyard or out in the middle of the night with a pair of binoculars and watched the ISS go overhead?
Yes. I've watched the docs. I remember seeing the docs in the mirror.
Do that. We're too damn dumb to even think about going to space.
I've been to satellite launch. I worked for TRW, Space and Defense. I've touched satellites that have gone into space, even though I was told I wasn't supposed to. And I've been to launches at Vandenberg Air Force Base and watched them go up, okay? I've seen that stuff. I've tracked them myself. I've seen them go – anyway.
I track the
there's
ISS.
There's stuff up there.
I track the ISS on this app, and I watch it with a pair of binoculars one night. But the thing I found
– just because you believe if the world is a little bit let's of say, a plane – doesn't mean if you shut your hole and listen, doesn't mean that things can't go up. There is space above you.
Okay. Right. The world doesn't matter if it's round or flat. There is a way. How about that? A way. That's why they said on Star Trek, a way team. It's a way. So you can go up. You can go up a long ways. And it gets thinner up there or thicker in some places. And there's things floating around. In fact, there's giant amoebas that float around up there. There's all kinds of crazy things that they don't want you to know about in the viscous, vast firmament of space. And yeah, we put stuff up there that floats up there.
Right, look at STS-75. Check it out. The tether incident. And
now I'm not, and it doesn't matter if you believe it's flat or round. It's up. There's it's big.
Right.
We're in a very big realm.
Is there somebody on this thing that's leaking something profusely?
So as far as we know, that space station could be up there right real close to the to where your dome, maybe the firmament edge is. Maybe an outpost. Maybe they're trying to do experiments to see if they can get past and go further. I mean, we don't really know the nature. But yeah, do I believe everything that NASA's saying exactly 100%? Of course not. We know they lie about everything. But that doesn't mean that there's something up, just
there,
like
they will see the thing.
Can I get a word in?
Can I say one thing and I'll give it to you? The thing that I find interesting. About space and the launch of any kind of a rocket, it comes to a point in time where they do not show the outside of the rocket in pre-flight or in mid-flight or whatever the case may be, right? So they cut out this video, and they do this with every launch I've ever seen. Why? What is it that's at that very instant that they have to cut the feed so that nobody can see what the hell it is? You know? I want to add this, and I'll give it to you. Interesting radar returns from northwest of Mexico City here over the past half an hour to 45 minutes ago. Looks like some huge domed structure of some sort, but nonetheless, back to you, mechanic.
All right. There's little tiny breadcrumbs that lead me to believe and speak of NASA the way that I do. It's not that I sit here and come to these types of conclusions out of an attempt to just be shock jock sensationalist. No, this is years of a cumulative, well thought out, you know, based logic, common sense reasoning to the information in front of me. So when I read statements like from NASA, we have lost the technology to get back to the moon.
Well, yeah,
unfortunately, we won't be able to go back anytime soon. This is from a high-ranking scientist.
That's a load of crap. Yes, I agree. That's a load of crap.
Let me give a couple more examples.
Okay, go ahead.
When the first pictures started coming back from space in the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s. As they got into the 80s, we had technology that people learned about called CGI. Now, if you want to see what CGI looks like, they were spraying an example of CGI overlaying all over the television on 9/11. A prime example of CGI on 9/11 is when the nose of an aluminum airplane, the nose of a 747, flew right through a solid steel exoskeleton girder built structure, out in one side and out the other, in absolute perfect shape, with its windows still intact. No damage to the nose.
Does mean NASA used it?
What's that?
You act as though that's proof that NASA used it.
No, it's proof that it exists.
I'm just giving an example of CGI that exists, how what CGI is, what layering is, how they use it.
You know, the paint shop that I use to make photos, you know, my pictures and that and art, yeah, was developed by NASA.
Shocking. Shocker. You know? Thank you for contributing to my my story here. That's great. Anybody else want to bring some evidence that supports my theory?
Well, that's just the fact that they made it. That doesn't
mean... It's just a fact. I love it.
Well, I don't doubt.
It doesn't mean they didn't go to the moon or that we hadn't been to space.
That's a different conversation. We're not having that conversation.
Yeah, I don't doubt that NASA's full of
crap.
We're
having a conversation about there being a space station.
They also invented
people on it. They also around space. Now, is it in space? Is it outside the orbit? Is it inside orbit? Is it outside the firmament? Inside the firmament? You want to tell me why there's the same? I bet you the math would line up to be the exact same every time NASA and Cape Canaveral or where the hell ever in Florida they fire off these things at. The same curvature takes place. And all of these rockets, where no man is supposed to sail, go right down into the Bermuda Triangle, which is basically the graveyard of all of NASA's failures, and that's why no men go there. Go ahead.
Well, they also send that stuff to the South Pacific and into the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, they track it with cameras over Africa.
Are you saying that you don't believe that there is a platform, a manned platform, high above your head?
Outside of our enclosed system, not that we have control of, not outside the closed system.
No. Okay, no. How about within the closed system, do you believe that we have the technology to put a quote-unquote floating or whatever you want to call it, manned platform above your head, miles above your head?
Yeah. Not without some type of helium-based or, you know, kind of platform.
Holding. Okay, what if it was a little bit thicker up there? And things could float like it was an upside down ocean of water.
He's saying less gravity, not necessarily gravity.
Yeah. What if gravity was?
It is interesting, right here. Let me explain it like this. So,
what if it was higher?
If such a technology existed, then I would believe it.
Is a manned platform high above your head.
Stuff. We'll be right with you, Mr. Wayne. We'll be right with you.
Well, the point is that have you seen a picture of the size of the space station?
You're ruining the show with this stuff, honestly, quite frankly. No offense.
Right. Well, I just wanted to let you know. Have you ever seen a picture of the size of the manned space station? It's huge.
Yes, it's massive. Let me just put something here. God damn it. Can I please just say this? Okay, look, if you go too high in the air without oxygen, you are going to die from hypoxia. Okay? You go too deep in the ocean without oxygen, you're going to die from gaseous, exposure. So we're in the middle of something, yes. And we can't go too far down or we can't go too far up. Or we're screwed if we don't have the right stuff to be there. Does that settle it? I don't know.
It's a big realm.
It's a great point, but...
I mean, it's a big place, and there's lots of room, and there are manned platforms in a lot of interesting places.
How many satellites do they say are up there right now? 2,000? 200? How many satellites?
Oh, more than that.
Yeah. 2,000, right? 2,500?
No, way more than that. You're talking probably more like 20,000.
20,000. Okay.
Maybe even more than that. A lot. Tony, a whole lot.
Break, bro. Give me a break. I mean, I'm not
suggesting. Have you stepped outside and seen them go overhead? Like, the perfect time to look at the sky to see these things go overhead is literally right after dusk or right before dawn.
I think the first time somebody told me the earth is flat. Do you think I just said, okay, cool, I'll jump on board?
What is the shape of the earth having to do with anything above it?
It's an enclosed system.
So what if there's things inside the enclosed system?
How can you prove that it's an enclosed system?
It's my natural senses.
All right, so that doesn't mean that the big enclosed
system. You combine your natural senses with NASA theory and equations, and you get the results that I have. It's the same conversation every time. Oh. Honestly,
I'm going to get Dude Guy to come on here one of these times.
I'm not hell bent on this conversation.
I'm getting Dude Guy to come on here one of these times, and we're going to clear this up.
Yeah, it's interesting because the two guy ain't gonna help your argument, but you can bring
the two guys not gonna help your
argument. The two guy ain't gonna do shit for you.
Hey.
It's like what Mechanic said. There's a reason why 100 million people believe something so insane as a flat Earth. Talk about insanity.
Well,
they used to believe wrestling was a real sport. I'm not talking about the Earth. I'm talking about above it. What the hell does the Earth have to do? It's above it. There's a way. I'm not talking about the shape. I'm talking about there's things floating away from the planet. You don't believe that things can fly?
Now, with the things that are floating away from the planet, check it out. With the things that are floating away.
I mean, how small-minded you have to be to
not know. I got a couple of dollars for a toothpick when I was like 10.
The realm is pretty real. Freaking vast.
Check it out.
Right, but it's called helium. You know the biggest user of helium.
Can I please, for the love of God, let me fucking talk, okay?
Now,
listen to me. We have come to a time in space and time where we are beginning to learn a little bit more about our Earth and our cosmos past, okay? One of the big Earth-ending changes that can, you know, literally just wipe a civilization completely off the face of the Earth is a nova. Our sun, novas. And they have found evidence of this with the Voyager spacecraft that had to literally fly through a wall of fire in the middle of space, you know, out there past the Oort cloud somewhere, right? So that's proving that the sun does nova. Why they went to the moon and why the astronauts look so damned like befuddled and scared shitless is because they come to find out that these cataclysms do happen. They went there to find these specific kinds of some kind of a material that happens when the sun, you know, gamma rays hit the moon. You know, they found them. What are they called?
The sun's only about 35 miles across. You're just feeding your story.
Yeah, listen. We got to give them the time. We have plenty of time.
Check it out. Okay. So they went up there to find.
Hey, dude, come on. Go ahead.
They went there to find these things, and they found them, okay? They found them on Earth. They wanted to know, okay, well, we found these things on Earth. What the hell? How are they formed? Okay, by extreme forms of energy. Okay, well, does the moon have them? Oh, no. Well, we need to see if the moon has them. That's one of the main reasons why where we're going and why we went up there was to see if these things existed. They do. And that proves that there's a massive cataclysm that happens. And what causes it, and it, you know, you need to listen to Diehold Foundation. I had the guy on, Douglas Vaught. The Earth goes through a novae event from the sun. The sun erupts its outer shell every, you know, 25, 65,000 years and does this. And we are literally on the cusp of it happening. Meanwhile, we're arguing over all this stupid bullshit. In actuality, this is what's happening and what we're getting ready to face.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. All right. Jack, quickly now we'll get off flat Earth. Do you have any final conclusions on this? And we'll just move on to a couple of the topics. Yeah, obviously.
I'm just amazed.
It's just an inappropriate dialogue for Revolution Radio, freedomsips.com. Go ahead, Jagger.
Right. Yeah, it's like a cul-de-sac when you get the flat Earth. There's no talking about, no arguing.
I am amazed
knowing how much actual information people can find out.
You talk about all you want. I wasn't talking about flat Earth. I was talking about things floating above in space. But
it's a relevant conversation if you're going to talk about.
No, NASA's the biggest user of helium.
You know, It could be the prelude to some other story. Like if they're feeding us this, MIR is having a problem on the Russian part. Now, what if something, and then there's been a lot of launches recently by a lot of folks, so they're doing some work up there on stuff. What if this is a storyline, a lie, that they're going to use this as a, let's say, a narrative, like, oh, a piece of it broke off or was sabotaged or whatever, and it's falling to Earth. You know, I'm just kind of going along here, but we don't know what their end result is and why there was not this information.
Well, not too long ago, there was a leak on the ISS. There was a pinhole leak they found. Okay, and they're saying, well, how in the hell was it sabotage? Did the Russians do this?
Sabotage.
Right.
So, and now they've got
as far as NASA using all this helium, check what kind of chemicals go into jet fuel, and you'll understand why they use so much helium.
And it could be that, you know, the work that mankind is doing up there high above our heads, experimenting, trying to get past the dome, whatever you want to call it, just playing around, that NASA is the chosen disseminator of the info. So they're going to feed you BS. They're going to feed you some real stuff. They're going to feed you a big mix. Some of this, because some of it's got to jive. And so they're going to give you a nice mix, and that's going to, because they need some credibility. So that's basically, you know, because we're in a controlled environment, there is indeed a secret space program. NASA is the public side of that, but there's a secret side of NASA too that's very serious. But the public side is a clown.
And these agencies, this like Raven Aerostar, TCOM Holdings, you know, I mean, other more names that are more recognizable as Raytheon, Boeing.
I've worked for Raytheon. I've worked for Lockheed.
You know,
Raytheon bought out the unit that I was working at TRW was bought out by Raytheon and Lockheed and split. And then, go ahead.
It's interesting, but absolutely. You know, and the thing is, it's interesting with how all of this is to where it is now. And you're talking about the gases. Oh, absolutely, man. Look, you know how many surveillance balloons and blimps and stratospheric balloons are up there right now? HAL balloons, HAL balls, is what they call them, H-A-L, B-A-L-L, HAL balloons. Raven Aerostar's platforms, and then TCOM Holdings, which is the military arm for their stratospheric reconnaissance.
Right, and we all seen the videos of what looks like a satellite connected to a huge balloon and down in the Amazon in Africa. We've seen video of that. So, yeah, they got stuff up there. They got satellites, but they're connected to balloons, I believe. Or maybe they're actually attached some to actually
looks like
dome.
Looks like the five eyes.
I think they have technology.
There's electromagnetic manipulation as well. So they can use fields and they can manipulate the gravitational field. It's classified.
And then they got the sun. They can also put that. That's why you see these all solar panels on all these satellites. Is that maybe they're using the sun and motors where they can?
Oh, absolutely. They know how to turn light energy.
Launched their fake sun. You guys know that, right?
Who's doing this? China?
Yeah. China just shot up a fake sun.
I saw that. Now, what is that? What was that?
Well, see, they've been working on this.
It's a sun simulator in China, bro.
A mirror that actually reflects the sun as it goes down over the horizon. Back onto the horizon, huh?
Okay.
Well, I mean, I know that they were working on some kind of a massive fusion reactor that they could put up in space or up there as like a satellite. And I saw this thing where they did test it, and it was rather impressive, to be honest.
So it's a mirror. Okay. So, I mean, the sun, whether it goes over a horizon or far away, if the mirror is in between the distance, that would act as a light repeater.
Right. It's going to add 6 hours to their lights is what it's going to do or something like that.
Yeah, it's a very unique set of circumstances, but
and the solar arrays that are on the satellites are extremely efficient, much more efficient than the ones that we have down here on the planet.
But I just think that's good 2 decades of looking and looking and listening and looking and listening and feeling, and there's just
There's some things that I
have to object to, and one of those is I don't see enough evidence physically to tell me that I'm spinning. You know.
Okay. Well.
Let me finish. And that leads one to look further, right? So then I learned about the access, and then I learned about the reason I'm not feeling the spinning. Science.
That I'm not debating you on. I'm not debating you on whether it's spinning or not. That's
what
I stand mute on that. I'm not debating you on whether the planet is spinning.
Okay, good. And I'm not suggesting that you are, but what I am saying is that I think critically about these things. I'm not just a jackass in this opinion. This has been more than half of my life in this position for a reason. It's not completely unfounded. You know, there's a lot of things that NASA has put on their website that don't add up.
Have you seen the door? Have you
and
seen
I know
the door?
This conversation is a dead horse on this server, and I'm happy to move on. But
have you seen the door that they shut this door in space, and it looks like it's a little paper thin flapping in underwater?
Yeah, it's flapping in the wind like a little tarp.
Yeah, I think that's because that was actually hardboard. Disinfo. What that was that was filmed in a swimming pool in a giant pool that they have.
I saw
that
bubbles.
Is a green screen. They do use that. They say, well, yeah, it's for training, but I think they take that training footage and turn it into, you know, like, let's show the public because they're not worth the truth.
Garbage.
They don't think we're worth the truth.
They lie. Okay, so you guys can acknowledge that NASA lies.
If they're going to feed you junk food in your cereal, they're going to feed you junk food in your news.
Right. NASA lies.
That's pretty good, bro. You got copy there. That's good stuff.
But I want to speak to the
NASA,
chat here.
NASA is still under the Defense Department. Everything has to go through the Defense Department, NASA says.
I agree with that. And you know what else came through the Defense Department? You want to know what else came through the Defense Department? mRNA technology in these vaccines. That wasn't Pfizer. That wasn't Moderna. The military went.
Even the astronomers
in Moderna.
Astronomers can't make no announcements without going through the DOD.
100%. So DARPA knew. DARPA knew about ivermectin. DARPA knew about hydroxychloroquine. They confirmed it in April of 2020. And here we are. We're about to go to Congress. There are a million hearings we're about to witness. We're going to see. I'm losing the vocabulary to describe the events of which we are about to witness. I really do want to move on. Flat Earth is so redundant. It comes with such a turnoff to a lot of people because it's, you know, there's not enough well-researched information in the public eye for people to come to a well-rounded conclusion. No pun intended. But this COVID thing is growing every day. It's much bigger than I ever thought it would be. It's so much something else than anything they tell you on the mainstream news. You got Jill Biden, supposedly a doctor, formerly the Biden family babysitter. All right. We'll be back at the top of the hour. Holy hell. 1 hour. What's the hike?
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Don't miss the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins to fun, health, and freedom.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
and we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got here. All right. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Come from depression, misery, and hellacious fun. No, we're not the kind to turn our backs and run. Cause three shades black is where we come from. We are a certain breed and we don't like you. Some are junkies, some are freaks, and others are everything.
I'm in a different state of mind than most. I walk around, and I am a vulgar display of power. It is a statement, is the name of an album I heard many, many years ago by a band called Pantera. A vulgar display of power. And that's essentially how I walk around town, because I know that this COVID-19 is a big mass murder campaign. I know that doctors, nurses, lawyers, politicians, judges, police officers, federal officials, sheriff's departments, vast, vast numbers of these individuals are in on the lie. They're in on the narrative, and they can't be trusted. COVID-19 is communism by other means. Now, welcome back to hour number two, the High Council. We're starting fresh. We're going to move forward with more COVID bullshit for hour number two here in the garage on the High Council Roundtable. If you haven't done it already, find your way over to the freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and tap that donation button. Get into the Matrix chat room. It's a great little chat room, a lot of features. You can make your own room, a little sidebar conversation where you can get as vulgar and as nasty as you like with each other. That's fine. In the main room, you got hosts, you got mods, you got made guys. And right now on the show, the High Council, that's a round table full of a bunch of made guys. Just about everybody here's got a show of their own, exclusive to that. Jack here, kind of a floating around. He's a little bit of a show gopher. You know, he'll go from show to show from time to time. But he's kind of a stable at the old afternoon.
He's Monday, a friend of ours.
Gig. What's that?
He's a friend of ours. I capish.
Yeah, he's a friend of the family. All right. So, hi, Jack here. Yeah, welcome. We got Mr. Rose still. We got Deacon John. Sergeant Miller, Two Feathers, Mr. Wayne.
They got a lot of scoops up in here.
High level brass, Sergeant. I've been talking about the painter, the mad painter. Mr. Wayne, where's your head at?
I was just saying, they've got a lot of scoops up in there tonight over the states. There's three intelligence birds in the air, and I can only imagine what they're gathering, you know, considering all the stuff that's going on, especially ones right down there over the one of these epicenters for this Mexican warfare that's going on. So,
Doctor, there's some very important things coming down the pipe here at the beginning of next year, one of those being a massive Supreme Court case ruling on the 2020 election. If I have this right, and I've been right about several of their rulings. In fact, I was right about the 6-9 ruling on the vaccine for private corporations. And I believe that this will now be a 7-2 ruling in favor of the 2020 election review. They will demand what they, I think, will be a 12th. Article 12 review, Deacon, Article 12 of the Constitution, in time of a rebuked election, Congress must enact a federal review of all standards and employed, you know, records and all of this garbage and blah, 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 blah. And, if found to be fraudulent, they have a couple of choices. They can appoint the loser of the fraudulent election, or they can have another election. I think with the House being in charge, if they do rule in the favor and the House is in charge, you know, House has the majority, they're just going to go automatic. Trump takes it back. You understand, during a ruling like this, if it's proven to be the case, I believe there'll be immediate court hearings, whereas every single executive order written by that clown will be nullified. Every court case nullified. Every prisoner in the basement of Washington, D.C. released. And then we talk about convictions. We talk about grand juries. We talk about taking people down inside of D.C. There are approximately how many, Jacker? 380 politicians on the list to be debarred, forced to resign. Some will be arrested in this particular case going to the Supreme Court. Okay, tough crowd.
What section did you say there again?
The Constitution. Say what?
What part of the Constitution were you reading there again?
Article 12, I think. It's a faulty election, like a fraudulent election. Fraudulent election. Is it Article 12 or 12th Amendment? I think it might be the 12th Amendment. 100% sure. 12th Amendment, I think, fraudulent election. They can force a hearing with Congress. So a congressional hearing resulting in it'll be a temporary legislation to resolve a fraudulent election, and then they'll start doing investigations. Both the president and the vice president are stripped of their roles. The Speaker of the House is temporarily put into place, which could easily be Trump, or it could be a clown like McCarthy, or even a lady like MTG. I don't know where it's going to go. A lot of people are tomorrow's going to be a big day. Donald Trump supposed to make a huge announcement December 15th, and I think he's going to run for Speaker of the House, and there's a damn good chance he wins. And if that happens, it'll be right along the time of that Supreme Court ruling, where Trump will already be in a position to take over the presidency.
Wouldn't that be something else?
It would make perfect sense. I mean,
I do see. I mean, but could you imagine?
Yeah. I mean,
if they've got a game that would take place
in this country.
If they've got a game to that point, and that is what happens. You know, I was saying that the other day, talking to a buddy. I go, you know, hey. There's talk about him, Donald Trump might become Speaker of the House. I was like, wouldn't that put them in a pinch? you know, especially now with all this stuff that's coming about the treason.
Why would you even believe that that kind of impossibility? I mean, especially after what they did with the election, stealing all the House seats and the Senate. I mean, it's not rational to believe that.
Okay, well, I'm just saying. I mean, if it does happen, it would be something absolutely something to behold.
What's this big announcement supposed to be?
I don't know. That's what the thing is. You're not supposed to know about the big announcement until it happens, right?
So I missed this part. What happened? Who said what? The reason why it's supposed to be, did he just come out and make a press conference?
No, listen, Jacker, you missed it. Listen carefully. Tomorrow, Donald Trump is supposed to make this huge announcement. And a lot of the insiders are suggesting that he is going to announce running for the Speaker of the House.
Roger Stone had tweeted, I was just reading this. Wouldn't it be great if Donald Trump announced he was running for Speaker of the House tomorrow?
There you go. There you go.
Timely.
So, Jacker, what say you?
You can't run for the Speaker of the House, though, right?
Yes, you can.
I mean, how do you do that? Don't you have to be an elected member of the
you
House?
You put your name on the ballot. You pay the fee, and you start making phone calls. I think he's already been making phone calls.
Okay, how do you become Speaker? How do you get voted in then?
218 votes of the House.
Okay. Do the Republicans have 218 votes?
Yes, speakers. Yeah, the House speakers of the House is a Russian majority right now.
I think we're like 6-0 or 8-0. I think the House now is like 224 Republicans, so it's like 6.
There's a good chance this could come to fruition. Actually, I mean, we witnessed criminal behavior, did we not?
No, this is Donald Trump's narcissism. His big announcement. It's gonna be like I'm gonna go back on Twitter. It'll be something like that.
No, dude. He's been back on
everybody
Twitter for a month.
Yeah,
and he hasn't said shit. Yeah. He doesn't give a damn about Twitter.
So as the Constitution does not explicitly state that the Speaker must be an incumbent member of the House, it is permissible for representatives to vote for someone who is not a member of the House at that time, and non-members have received a few votes in various speaker elections over the past years. So if they all happen to say, let's get Mickey Mouse or whatever in there, I guess, you know, theoretically, it's not against
the
rules.
Let's elect a drag queen.
Yeah. Hey, didn't they fired that one freaking nuclear waste?
Yeah, Sam Brenton. Sam Brenton. Did you see his mugshot?
No.
Oh, dude. The makeup comes off of these non-binaries, holy shit.
Nasty, huh?
Bad.
You know, and on top of it, what was it? Bankman Fried lives up to his name and is now nabbed by the United States federal government.
Yeah, he got arrested in the Bahamas. Hilarious. I just want to bring up that little story. Go ahead. What do you got?
We're going to sign up to be corrupt and get all this money. How do I do
that? No. This guy is a kid, right? There's pictures of him, like a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, a 12-year-old with like Bill Gates, a couple of old women, Schwab. This guy's been around these guys for a long, long time. They handpicked him for this job.
He come
they
out,
said
wasn't
they're going to protect him. They let him destroy it. They're going to blame him for it. Right. Everybody walks.
And he come out and he literally, you know, cast threats against them. And he said, yeah, I know all kinds of shit that you guys don't want out or something like that.
These other
countries
aren't going to take it. They're going to go after him. And they're going to go after the people that sponsored them. You bet.
Well, my dead man walking in my...
I'm going to say this right now. Brinkman Fry didn't commit suicide.
Right. Not yet.
Hey, he didn't kill himself. He didn't Epstein himself. Not yet, you know. All right, look, let me read a couple of titles to you guys. Does anybody else have any other thing they want to say about that subject? I think that Supreme Court ruling from the SCOTUS is going to be I mean, potent. I think it's going to be something major. And if they take a look at this thing and they force some type of congressional hearing, or they say it's, yeah, Article 12 or whatever. Woo! Man, the leftists in this country.
Say again about the Supreme Court. I keep hearing something about the Supreme Court, some kind of court hearing. What's
it about? Some problems, man, here on the show?
No, he needs to just understand what you're talking about.
Jacker, the Supreme Court on January 6th is going to rule on a case, okay, that acknowledges the 2020 election as fraud.
On January 6th, that would be interesting.
On January 6th.
That's an interesting date to pick.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. There's no law.
It's a lot.
Do you have a copy?
It's a lot of stuff coming in.
You don't believe? Okay, wait. Are you accusing me of spreading disinformation right now?
No. All I'm simply saying is, if you think that the Supreme Court is like going to reverse the elections or whatever, you're just...
Oh, no. Oh, listen, this isn't me, dude. You know what the overall opinion is? They're telling me it's 9-0.
What can I see? Do you have a link to take a look at the whatever's filed in the case?
I don't know who makes this kind of stuff up. Trump is speaker. This is Q stuff. This is that.
No. This is mainstream. Listen, who was it? Massey? Who was it? Massey, Green, a couple of others had come out on their Twitters and they said, wouldn't it be wonderful to have Trump as speaker? A lot of people have come out and said this, other politicians. I'm telling you,
you do know there's like 10 Republicans in Congress that actually voted to impeach him. They're still in Congress.
Oh, I know. McCarthy
couldn't even get to 218.
McCarthy spent money to stifle Trump candidates in the last primaries. So McCarthy's a traitor.
It's just whacked out Q stuff. Just won't go away.
Check this out. Let me show you something, Jacker. Watch your screen. Stare at your screen. Blow your screen up. All right. Speaker of the House trending. Latest. Here we go. Let me show you my screen here. Check this out. It's all over the place. It's not just me. Let's see. Helicopter hunting, blah, blah, blah. He's going to run for Speaker of the House. That's a big deal. This is coast to host. David, greatest crooked Speaker of the House. Alex Mason, former Speaker of the House, medium pace, clap for you. He's talking about Pelosi there. Sean, a loser, he's running for Speaker of the House. He's running for Speaker of the House. Wishing merry shopping season and hi, yes, sir. Whatever, this is garbage. This is somebody comedy hour. But you see, Speaker of the House. It's Paul Revere, Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House. Everybody's saying he's going to run for Speaker of the House. This is not Q. This is Twitter. This is a million plus people on
this. So that means Q is right.
I mean, if this is Q, then Q is right.
Does hijacking need the 80 words?
And look at this. There's another one for you, Jacker. Speaker of the House candidate, or will he announce Carrie Lake as his VP? A woman of color for the vice presidency. Wow. That could exist. That's against,
you know, he said back in like 2016, he was talking about Kanye West, and he's like, yeah, it'd be fun to run against him one day.
Well, he already did.
He said he'd hope to run against him one day. I remember.
He already did. He ran against him in 16.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did he? He already did that, huh?
His name was on the ballot, believe it or not.
I think it might be something with the VP. Like I said, it's going to be narcissism. It's going to be about him. So, yeah.
He's going to pull a Dennis Rodman and show up to the press conference in a wedding dress and marry himself.
Could he have... What if it was like Trump and DeSantis?
No, that'll never happen. No way. No way. DeSantis will never align with Trump in that manner. No way.
You don't think so?
No way.
So you'd be surprised if that happened.
That would be explosive. The GOP would have no choice to be all in on Trump. They would have no choice.
They'd have to go with him.
Yeah.
Trump DeSantis, they'd run away with it.
That's going to be a hell of a debate. Because DeSantis got the leverage over him with the COVID, procedures.
And, well, I mean, DeSantis has the science, he went public with it, Sergeant Miller. You want to cover DeSantis, Sergeant Miller? Go ahead. Why don't you cover what he said in Florida?
They got his attorney generals is bringing up
grand jury documented.
Yeah, the grand jury. Documented.
Yeah.
Procedures on the protocols they use for the lockdown.
We have the video if you want to play it somewhere here. I think it's on our Twitter page.
He'll stop sharing.
Here it is.
That's the one with all the people in the back screen.
I'll put it in our chat, and then Mechanic can play it if you want. There it is, Mechanic.
That's why I say he got the higher ground on Trump, because Trump won't admit that he made a mistake with that warp speed.
Oh, I got it right. It's a beautiful video. I've seen this. It's beautiful. Listen, guess what? Within a matter of days, in my view, the Florida Surgeon General Joseph A. Ladapo. This dude will be unbanned on Twitter. He'll be back on Twitter full steam. Here we go. He got banned on Twitter. You know why he got banned on Twitter? For publishing his own study on mRNA in the human body. That's right. And he got banned on Twitter. Shortly after that, he banned mRNA in Florida for under 38. What do you want, two fellas?
If you were talking about the Florida Surgeon General, he was back on Twitter the very next day.
Was he? Okay. I haven't seen him. I was told he's still banned. You sure?
Yes. Because once they banned him, it was too conspicuous that they banned him.
Oh, was it?
Florida Surgeon General. So they turned that around real quick.
No, I bet they did. I haven't seen him. I'm sure I follow him, and I haven't seen him. Well, I'm going to have to get to him. Listen to this. Here we go. Hey, oh, by the way. Chicago Brew, busting in the back door, baby. How you doing?
It's all right.
Wow, that's great. Fascinating. Okay, let's get back to this. All right. Hey, all these people coming to disrupt the whole scene, and then you got nothing. All right.
Well, I do got something. I want to know if you referenced Carrie Lake as a woman of color.
I did.
You did. Am I wrong? Is she not pale skinned? Am I wrong here?
I didn't know she was a woman of color. I did not know that.
Is she Indian? What is she? Because she's
show your true colors.
She tans really well, and that makes her a woman of color in my book.
Okay.
It don't matter when the lights go out.
Spoken like a true truck driver.
Let me show you something here. Chicago Brew, welcome. If you got something else while I look
What's
this up.
Man?
Yeah, even if you had this little fantasy team, which is not a fantasy team, by the way, of Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis being on the same ticket.
That's not my fantasy.
I'm saying they can't be on the same ticket. You cannot have a vice president and president
right,
running on the same ticket
from the same state.
Period.
Oh, I knew there was a reason. Yeah, I knew there was a reason.
And DeSantis, he puts on this good show. We don't know what his end game is, but this guy is a Zionist to the gills. Because he was what? Senator? And then he traded places with the former governor of Florida, and he basically traded places. So DeSantis went from the Senate to governor, and the old governor, I'm forgetting his name offhand.
So who's left?
There's no Mr. Rowe, you're left. Forget these creeps, because all these people that go, they're popular, they're going to be president. These are the people we don't want. They are already prepackaged, pre-educated to do what we don't want. Okay, Ron DeSantis gets on a plane to sign a bill having to do with Florida, but he flies to Israel and sits down with the Israelis tips his head at a wall and signs a bill that has to do with Florida. Now, why would that be?
And he took his whole cabinet.
Look, if that broad Kamala could go around telling people she's black, Carrie Lake can go around telling people she's either Asian or Hispanic, all right?
Well, Brew,
I got no problem.
What's your theory? Brew, what's your theory on the big announcement tomorrow?
Well, here, let's go to Kamala Harris. So
she's registered as Caucasian, by the way.
Kamala Harris became the AG of California, the Indian community, the Hindu community. Indian Hindu community celebrated how they got Hindu Indian as far as his top office in the United States and the California AG. But when Kamala Harris went to be senator, then the blacks claimed her as black. So what is she? She is, you know, her father's Jamaican, her mother's Hindu. In either case, neither one of them were naturalized citizens. Therefore, she is not eligible to even be in the position she is today.
Yeah, she's an illegal vice president, unlawful vice president.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Unconstitutional. Yeah, right. Well, it's the same with Ted Cruz. He shouldn't be running either, ever.
But
hey, tell everybody what Noah Hyde laws are in DeSantis. You know, that's what they need to hear about, the Noah Hyde laws in DeSantis.
Oh, I know what those are.
Well, there's seven Noah Hyde laws, and the primary one is that if you say anything about Jesus, that's a death penalty, period. Now, as far as the other
things, but Jesus isn't in anymore. They don't like Jesus.
And I think that's a bylaw of the separation of church and state back in like 300 years ago.
For over 2,000 years, they haven't liked Jesus. They would like to resurrect Jesus so they can actually take him and boil him in a vat of excrement for eternity. That's how much they hate Jesus.
Yeah, that's true.
But you can actually, the website still exists. There is a website. It's literally NoahHydeLaws.com or .org or one of those .whatevers. But just literally NoahHydeLaws, and it exists, and it will give you this guy that researches it gives you everything.
You know, yes, I mean, but part of their thing is they want to bring back beheading. You know, they talk about decapitation as one of the punishments and things. And
2,000 guillotines. Well, 2,000 guillotines. Obama.
Do you think that, you know, society could at some point in the near future get to that point? I mean,
there's a reason for that, because when you electrify or chemically induce death, you can't use the organs.
Well,
that's true.
You knock the head off, all the organs are good.
Well, here's my theory. Here's my theory, since you bring up chopping things off, that you know how right now they're letting all these people, or they're letting all these laws go lax, and people can actually go into stores and thief and beat people up and carjack, and they won't. I'm just saying, but they're not going after these people. They're not prosecuting them. I think the next step is what they're really going to do is if you get caught stealing, they're going to chop off your hand. I believe they're going to go back to this old law, old system, which they pretty much still do in the Middle East and places.
They want to let things get so out of control that people get so pissed off that they say, fine, go ahead. Yeah, give it to them. Chop their head off.
No, I want to see homeowners and shop owners start blowing the head off these looters. That's what I want to see. I'm sorry, but enough's enough.
And you want to talk about swiping off hands and stuff, I've got a sword that would be well capable of doing such a feat.
Why are we keeping these people alive? Why?
Because it's against the law to kill them.
They're destroying livelihoods, and we want to continue, especially if they're like third or fourth offenders. Why are we giving them second and third chances? Why?
So now you're going into the field mechanic of what Roe talked about. Why are they giving them?
You come into my business and you're about to rob or damage it, I'm taking you out. I better be your first target. I'm taking you out, bro.
But what I'm saying is you won't walk out. What you're doing is you're practicing eugenics. You're basically saying if you morally become a thief, that your punishment should be, you know, X.
At this point in the game, you're risking people's lives by robbing a public business at this point. Everything goes bad. We see it countless videos of people losing their lives or being forced to stab a dude. You know.
So you're okay with everybody who took the vax if they die, if they were stupid enough to take it?
Look, Am I okay with it? What do you mean by that? I mean, I might be. What do you mean by that?
So what we're doing, we're trafficking.
No. I don't want you to let this go. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by it is that this is the same type of thinking that the elite have. We are now practicing that same type of thinking.
No, but he not using coercion.
I'm not the one who told people to get in line.
No, we told them not to get in line.
I did the complete inversion.
Yeah. And we still tell them that. And now they've gone to the other side. What are we going to do?
I can't sit here and act like there's some type of hope for every one of these people. And I won't, because there's not.
Absolutely not. Yeah, because they've already gone past that line.
It's a fairy tale to think otherwise. I'm just not the one. And I'm surrounded by them. I'm on a little island of these nutballs. And they think I'm a conspiracy tin hat wearing fool up here, a good number of these people.
The jabbed have been body snatched. They aren't even real. You know, we're hearing these stories.
They're zombified.
We're hearing these stories of these people where they give it to their children, and their children are either just harmed and or die because of the harm. And they're like, oh, it's got nothing to do with the jab. Oh, they're in denial. So they are literally body snatched. They don't have a concept of accountability or outrage or feelings or something's missing. So they've been body snatched. Yeah. You know, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, the trouble is even these people just stealing, right? Most of them are only young people, right? They've been brought up in a generation of school where they've told them that they're victims and that they're owed stuff, and they've got the right to go and do this.
Yeah, high expectations and low skill sets. Go ahead, back.
So these people need to be, you know, they don't even know what love is. They don't even probably even know what a family is. They've probably never sat down at a dinner table with a family, you know, or sat around playing a board game or anything. You know, the trouble is most of these people are just, you know, being taught anger, right, and taught that they're entitled.
Racism. So, they're being taught that if you're white, even if you have black friends, you are inherently racist just by the color of your skin. It doesn't matter how you feel about black people. Your racism is in your sweat. All right? It's in your blood. All right? That's how they want us programmed. They want us divided like that. I mean, look at the irony that has taken place in our life. Pac, I'm going to give the mic right back to you. I don't want to forget this. Look at the irony that has taken place. Check this out. A band with the name, and I'm so burnt by this, it's devastating. A band by the name of Rage Against the Machine, okay? I covered this a year and a half ago. Rage Against the Machine. F you, I won't do what you tell me. Over and over and over again in the song, okay? F you, I won't do what you tell me. That album completed in the 90s, okay? Seen him on tour, great show, great performer. Zach De La Roca, the founding member, lead singer, okay? 2021, January, vaccine gets released. Rage Against the Machine goes on tour. Demands that everybody be vaccinated before they can see his band perform.
Yeah.
It tells you that everything in Hollywood, everything on TV, good majority of music, Rod Stewart, 11-year-old kid, stroke, heart attack on the field playing soccer, 11 years old.
Yeah, and he also lost two of his brothers in 2 weeks prior to that.
That's right. That's right. Roger. I got to step aside. Somebody else take the mic. I'll be right back. A couple minutes, 10, 15 minutes. All right, here we go.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I actually feel sorry for these people, you know, these because they've been trained and brought up to do what they're doing because they don't know any better. They haven't been taught right from wrong. And, you know, all of this music and movies and drugs and all the rest of it that, you know, they're fed at school, they're fed, you know, from everywhere, that they don't know right from wrong. So, yeah, I just feel sorry for them. It's just a shame that, you know, we haven't been able to take our television stations and go on there first. And
person is born with no right and wrong.
Pardon?
A normal person, you're born with the distinction of knowing what's right and wrong.
Yeah, normally. But these people get told all the time that they're wrong. If they're thinking that, you know, if they're thinking that something's wrong, they're being told that that's wrong to think that way, right? So they close themselves in to be what these teachers and programmers have taught them to be. Because they don't want to be different to the other person next to them. They haven't learned how to be themselves. Because they're programmed, like they go into childcare at 6 weeks old, and then kindergarten, and then school, and then, you know, college and all the rest of it, right? So the parents aren't home with their children to even, as babies, to even teach them right from wrong.
But
I've had nothing.
But that's a big problem that they take the kids away for 8 hours a day, and you know, while both parents have to work to maintain a home. I mean, this is all by design.
The bigger problem and is the bigger problem is there are two parents.
Yeah,
the bigger problem is there aren't two parents.
It's 12 hours a day for childcare. My daughter works in childcare, and it's from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 at night. So, you know, some of those people, those babies, not that my daughter is into, like, programming children, but some of these people do. Right? So that's 12 hours a day before they go to school. That's a long time to program children.
Well, I mean, it's Prussian, kindergarten, right? Kindergarten. And it's weird how they've got this thing coming out now, Jack. And you posted that video the other day or today, I can't remember when it was, but of them talking about Cabbage Patch Kids. And it being a really big thing back in the day, and, you know, basically baby farming, if you would, in lack of a better term. And then now, did you guys see that article I put in the chat log where they're saying, it's not in our chat log here, but it was throughout the day somewhere in the station's chat log, where they are now going to have the womb. Yeah. this is I don't know, man. This is Frankenstein meets Kevorkian and something to the other such. But, I mean, what's going on with all this? And why is it now? I mean, is this some kind of a, you know, Jacker, you never did answer me, goddammit. What the hell is the deal with this Cabbage Patch Fairy Kids type thing? And, you know, they're literally, you know, baby farming and the all this. Come on,
well,
man.
Well, what this guy does, and I think it's an unveiled mind or something like that, but... So we all been trying to figure out, we had these orphan trains back 100 so years ago, and where all these orphans, you literally could order a child by mail. And if you were like in the Midwest and had a farm, you could actually order one, buy one for like $35.
But they had incubators there. They had these massive incubator buildings for babies. I mean,
right. So I'm thinking now that I know about the Tartarians and, you know, they had probably wireless energy, you know, they had somehow they were able to pull it from the ether, whatever Tesla's working on. I'm now thinking they had more technology than that. And so I'm thinking this whole thing with test tube babies and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think they've done it before. I think that's where all those children came from. You know, you go
why is this all breaking now? I mean, I'd never heard of such a thing ever in my life until you posted that video the other day.
Well, it's a scripture. All things are coming out. So it doesn't matter. Everything is going to get
exposed. They've been working on this since they done Dolly the Sheep.
Yeah, that's 40 years. In fact, they said that...
So how many clone people are literally walking amongst us on our day-to-day lives, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We've become a thoroughly wicked society. So, yeah.
Well, you think God, you know, when God reset things the last time, we thought it was bad.
And
this coming time,
rise up somebody like a Putin, who's basically going to be the angel of vengeance on us?
Well, I mean, I would say
how corrupt we are.
I would say dying by water compared to fire would be a lot less, you know, a lot more forgiving. You know, it says the next time is going to be by fire. There's only two things I know that exist that can do that. That's a nova from the sun, or, you know, all the nukes going off simultaneously all at once.
Or lava coming up from the ground.
Well, yes, that too.
It's just the earth opening up where all the cracks are, and, you know, there's all lava underneath us.
Yeah, or a meteor from space.
Yeah.
Too. Fire and brimstone.
There's a song, I love that song by the Scorpions, China White. How long will it take to make the world a flaming star?
Eventually we'll become one.
Not long away.
Over enough time.
But if we stand up, if we keep standing up, right, you know, doesn't it say something in there about, you know, when we stand up, right, against this evil, when mankind stands up, then the Lord will step in to help us, right? So, you know, we've still got a way to go to get people to stand up. You know, people are speaking out, but they're not standing up, right? There's not a lot standing up. As you said over there, like, you know, you didn't have the protests over in America that they've had in other countries. But, like, Brazil recently, they've, you know, taken over completely, their government and stuff, haven't they? So, you know, there are...
We don't protest. We promote drag queens. That's
The only time we do protest is when one person is killed over their own ignorance. Mm-hmm. But when the government's trying to kill you, no, you just got to sit and just be okay with it. So,
yeah. But that's it. Like, you know, where are the protests over 9/11? Where are the protests over, you know, just about anything that's happened over there? There hasn't been. And
Sons of Liberty.
You
know, we're the Sons of Liberty. Yeah. Remember? Colonial times, they'd rove around the streets of Boston, and the Patriots would beat the Royals, people that were collaborating with the king. Yeah, that's what Americans were made of. You know, the Sons of Liberty, Sam Adams. And now what are we worried about? Drag queens at the White House.
Man, this
TikTok the other day, and it was a drag queen, and she spoke up, he said that all of you parents, what in the hell are you doing? Drag queens is sexual and it's something for adults only because we're perverts. So we're not there. Don't take your children to them. Don't get your children to do it. Let them be children. And if they want to, you know, dress up, you know, take your clothes and dress up. Like normal, you know, children do dress ups. You know, that people have always done that. Children have always done that. So just let them. And when they're 18, if you want to bring them to a drag show, if they want to come to a drag show, take them. But do not take them to kindergartens to be read by drag queens. Do not take them to the streets and dance with drag queens. You are hurting your children, for doing that. So I thought that was a good thing.
I'll tell you, I never thought I'd say that I believe Sharia law would be good. But, you know, I mean, you look at what they're doing here and what they're doing to society and how they're really, you know, I mean, this is full-on satanic and nonetheless. Just saying.
You're right.
Well, what we ought to watch for, if Trump does announce tomorrow that he's running for the speakership, that means the whole system has decided to move him up. That means there's going to be war. That means they're moving Trump in a position to get back hold of the presidency, and we're going to go to war. And that could be the only reason I can see that they would actually permit him to be speaker, is they need him. And
why would he go to war? Why would he go to war? He shook hands with Putin. He shook hands in China. He shook hands in North Korea. He made peace with people. He's not somebody who likes war.
You know what's interesting?
What are you talking about? He just engaged in mass murder. Where have you been?
There was a question that was posed to one of the, I think it was back when Jen Psaki was the, you know, the White House press secretary or whatever, and somebody was asking her about the Space Force, and she was like, "Ooh, the Space Force, a lot of people want to know about the Space Force," and I forget what the exact question was, and blah blah, but it doesn't matter because she was like, "Well, what I'll do is I will contact the Space Force. I don't know exactly who our point of contact is there, but I will do that, and we'll get back to you, of course, you know." But what that says is a few things. If she doesn't know who the point of contact is for that administration and the Space Force, that might mean that that administration is not in charge of the Space Force, which then logically would bring the question about who would be in charge of the Space Force. If the Biden administration and Joe Biden, which is the commander in chief, is not the commander in chief of the Space Force, which was created by a different commander in chief altogether, then the question again comes to mind is Biden in charge? I don't think he's in charge of that branch of the military. I think that that branch.
He's lucky
of the
to tie his shoes, Ro. I mean, I think you've got a pretty good assessment.
Well,
I think that
branch is, let's say, from this administration's perspective, rogue, or you know, they're not under that. So they might
umbrella.
Be on the good side. You know, that's also the same. The Space Force has contract with SpaceX, Elon Musk.
Well, I mean,
he's also rogue as opposed to this administration.
I want to add to this. So here's another idea, thing I've haven't seen and noticed. That's the football, right? The football's been missing. And I've heard that it's literally locked down tighter than the Nats' ass in, what do you want to call it, Cheyenne Mountain. And I've heard that the base commander of Cheyenne Mountain will not unlock the base to let the football out. I've heard that. I don't know how true it is, but I wanted to add to it because, I mean, look, who's really running the country? Who's running our government? You know?
Well, who's it's interesting the military that you aspects? Have these units. You know, you've got Elon Musk and the Twitter thing and SpaceX and that whole – they're sort of opposed, quote-unquote, as to what the, you know, status quo mainstream operations seem to be. Donald Trump, of course, has been – pretty much the enemy of this whole thing as well. He did create the Space Force. So I'm thinking that unit, that side is, you know, is definitely in contrast to, let's say, the traditional military and this current administration, the Biden administration. So, you know, maybe we've got something that's about to take place. There's been several more launches that have gone up, whatever you want to make of those, but that, you know, people are putting their pieces on the board, so to speak, for the future. All of the weaponry that's been used in this Ukraine, that's all 20th century technology. I mean, with a few retrofits and things like that, that's all old inventory. So they have yet to break out except for some drones, then the robots, the androids and all
that. Putin did come out and say the other day, hey, you know, we're just using up all the old stuff.
Yeah.
They've got brand new stuff that, well, I mean, honestly, nobody's has never been used in combat. Right.
Right. He says it's never been used and nobody's ever seen it. And they didn't look too worried. You know, that right. People say, oh, the United States has all this great. And it's true. I've worked in the defense and industrial complex. I know we have some really badass stuff. But I also can tell you, so do they. That, right. You know, they've got certain types of Tesla technology that we don't have. They have other types of non-conventional things that we were trying to figure out. So it's tit for tat, you know, it goes both ways. So, and I don't know, if I were to take a guess, it's been pretty balanced for the past couple of decades. And I don't know, it's a good question as to, you know, how tipped the balance of power actually really is. You know, for example, you've got other countries that are like Iran, which didn't spend a lot of money on a big navy, but they've got a lot of little stuff. They got a lot of little drones. They got a lot of little ships. They got a lot of little pieces. And, you know, there's always that scene from that the ant's life, you know, just one ant. Oh, and then you get a whole bunch of those things and you can be overwhelmed. So you never know how the game's going to play out.
Right. Well, here's a little bit of a breakdown of the, what do you want to call it? Space Force's, what the hell would you call it? It's a flow chart, I guess, basically, of, you know, from the top to the bottom, who's the chief, who's the bigwig, and so on and so forth and so on down, right? General-wise, and command sergeant majors, I believe, and it makes you wonder what them people have seen, huh? How much do they really know? You know, what exists? I mean, look, you had there's the Gary McKenna files that broke all them years ago in 95 or so.
And none of those, Bob Lazar. None of those names, I don't see, you know, these people on your chart there, none of those people are familiar to me. Right. I don't know who they are. A couple of them have a lot of ribbons. But, yeah, these are just a bunch of unknown people. They could be from Mars for all we know.
God only knows. You know, I'm going to tell you, I mean, this General B. Chance Saltzman, I don't know, something just rings weird. General David B. Thompson rings a little bit weird, too. Just they look awkward is a good way to put it. Right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
There's something off about them. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, these are the people that want to eat you. Didn't you know?
No, they're your friends. They're going to help us.
Saltzman's there. Chance Saltzman. He looks like he's waiting for his lollipop.
Something about his eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, there's something about all these people, isn't there?
There'd have to be, right? To be in this kind of a position where you are, you know, one of the founding or the faces and names of Space Force, you'd have to be. There's something. There, I'm going to tell you, they don't just go find that out on the corner of the street.
They're all.
You think it's I'm sorry, Payne. I'll give it right to you. How about the mockery? How about the slap in the face? How about the joke that these people play on us? The Space Force emblem, the Space Force badge, the Space Force design.
Yeah, that's
right out of Star Trek. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, not only that, but I mean, if there's certain ways I was seeing somebody was showing it, that it made something out to be like a Baphomet, or there's something associated with Baphomet and the Space Force symbol. So, you know, who knows, man? I don't know. Look, I don't have every single answer. I just know that there's a lot of stuff that's a mess. I know there's a lot of stuff that's happening that we've all called, and now here we sit and we continue to be, you know, what are we? Are we just going to continue to be fed a charade and a line until whatever happens, happens? You know, I think I'm serious. I believe that there's going to be a cataclysm. I don't know by what means, but when that does happen, you know, nobody's going to care about anything but themselves. And, you know, at that point in time, it's survival of the fittest.
Well, yeah, it's going to become the purge. We've also been joined by Jer Bear.
Good evening, Jer.
I'm going to catch him off guard right now. Watch, he's halfway out the door with Boop. Yeah, Jer Bear, I got you. Turn back around. Come on over to the mic. No? All right.
Well, what the hell is a chief human capital officer? Can somebody explain that to me, please?
Probably. That's probably a standard cop.
A chief what? Human capital? Oh, that's the chief human capital. Well, human capital would be human resources. So I would say that she's HR.
HR, human resources in your corporation, but a cop on the street, probably. Yeah.
Chief human capital officer
counselor,
in a military.
Social worker.
You know, no, she's in the military here in the Pentagon. So she's human resources. She's the person that gets the human capital, the resources that are human, right?
The ones that go missing in the national parks and are sold off to the aliens. Okay, I get you. Oh, Lord.
So, hey.
One thing real quick, Honks, I'm going to give it to you. One thing is for sure, though, if they do have like a starship and like, you know, the Space Command thing, I want to stand at the bridge and go for a ride, please. Thank you. Okay.
And, I think Painter had a comment to.
Oh, I was just saying they were all figureheads. They ain't got a clue what's going on.
Right. Just puppets, right? Puppet on a string. Yeah. I'm not impressed with these people. I've lost faith in politicians for two decades now, if not more. I don't believe a single one of them past the county level. You know, you get outside the county level, you get into the state level, the districting, these types of things. I think they're all on the hook or they don't make it. You don't get to Congress without signing off on one agenda or another, depending on who your sponsors are, what lobbyists you got in your face. They all, these people, the GOP, the DNC, both sides got their Velcro pockets wide open to these pharmaceutical companies, these Coke manufacturers, Pepsi manufacturers, Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken, all the GMOs, the Kellogg's, the General Mills, the Post, Campbell's now, GMO product, your beer, your local, you got Budweiser, Coors, even Heineken, all these things. GMO hops. Understand they're attacking everything you think you're enjoying, everything you think is just, you know, part of life and you're good and you can tolerate so much of it. But no, that's not the case. And then you have your education system. It's not education, it's indoctrination. Then you have your kids coming out of school, low skill sets, high expectations, horrible attitude, no self-control, an attitude that sucks. They have no understanding what respect is. The list goes on of you know, a complete lack of discernment. Stay tuned for hour number three for a Brick Snack. The High Council, Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com.
Revolution Radio.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so orient, makes you so sick at heart. But you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
I have heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you. Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't always get a fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've come here to give you either one or get either one from you. I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true. And that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's said that governments are cheated by the double tongues. Cheated by the double tongues.
I don't know who played that, but I can tell you exactly who said it, where it's from, who wrote it. Outstanding. Outstanding clip from a movie called Outlaw Josie Wales.
There you go. And, that's actually supposed to be on Two Feathers show tomorrow night.
I'm not sure who played that just now. Who was that?
No, I think Monster put it on the wrong night.
Oh, shit. Okay, that was a radio promo and incidental, but I love it. I love it. Two Feathers, good for you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, good for you. It's a great clip. He's going. What's happening is right before that scene, he had rescued a family traveling west. A grandmother and her granddaughter looking for her father and her son who was killed.
and they got this cabin and they're trying to fix it up and whatnot, and they've had some problems with the Indians, and he went to go tell the Indians that we can either live together or we can die together, however you want it. And this cat has already got a reputation. He's known as the Gray Rider. I'm a Gray Rider.
There you go.
I am a Gray Rider. I mean, in comparison to this character, Josie Wales, he rejected the snake oil. All right, there's a scene where he just lost one of his guys from the army, the Confederate army, and the Gray Coats, and he's trying to tell everybody it's a scam, it's a setup, and he was right, and they killed and slaughtered a bunch of people, and he got away. And, he comes across, he's trying to get across this river, and there's this literally a snake oil salesman, a early rendition of Anthony Fauci selling this ailment juice, this double thing that'll stop all disease and all ailments and whatnot. So Eastwood, his character, outlaw Josie Wales, he's chewing on this tobacco. And he spits on the dude's like stark white sports coat. And he goes, yeah, it fixes everything. How does it do on stains? That's hilarious. It's good shit. You got to watch it. Outlaw Josie Wales. Great film. Great film. By the way, it turns out that the U.S. military members that put on those dog masks, that's a real thing. And they're investigating. Yeah, this is sick. We're screwed. Great intro for Two Feathers. Good for him. This is the next thing on the table. Speaking of the military and war and this and that, we got to fix all these things at home. We got no business going to war with any country. We got our own beefs right here. We got big problems right here at the homeland. I'm going to hand this mic off to Hijacker for the third hour. I'll be off and on. Just hold on tight. I think it's an honor to be alive right now. I think that the Creator is fully aware of what's going on. We are about to witness him handle some of these people, because he won't be mocked. There's a lot of mocking going on right now. Go ahead, Mr. Wayne, and then whatever hijack you want to do.
Stumbling upon some things here. So these guys, people that are, head of the Space Force, right? Or the face of the Space Force. Interestingly enough, in one of these guys' bios, I was just looking up one of his engagements or whatever they call it, or whatever he was basically the commander of the 460th Space Wing. I'm like, okay, what the hell's the 460th Space Wing? Well, guess when it was activated? October 1st of 2001. Dun, dun, dun. Right?
My question is, where are the other 459 of them?
Yeah. that's a damn good question, isn't it?
They're only telling us about the 460th Space Wing. What about, like, the first one and the second one?
you click on the images or whatever, one of them people, and you can go down and you can see their bio. And that guy, the guy who's the head of the Space Force, right below the, Secretary of Defense or whatever, that guy's been some places, man. Ain't no joke. I'll bet he's been places, probably not associated with Earth, with where he's worked at and what he's done. And that's, all true, real, and down to Earth. Hey, man, this is this guy's bio. Brand Nellis Air Force Base, like Missile Command, all kinds of stuff, man. Crazy. Imagine to be inside that guy's head and to know what he probably knows, right?
Why isn't he in a dress?
Cross-dressers or us?
No, he shouldn't be in that part of kind of a high-ranking position without at least having, like, purple hair or something. I mean, it's not American. Not progressive. Come on, Hijacker. Enlighten us with something new.
Yeah, causing trouble, man.
okay, well, since we know we're a wicked nation and we know we got this big war, if Trump does announce he's running for speaker, that means that this, what's the name of the crew, the committee that runs this government, John Wayne, it's West something, Westgate?
No, West Executive.
West Executive, yeah.
That's the shadow government that's running the presidency, yes.
Right. I agree. There's like 25 lawyers that are part of that firm from Florida, yep. And they all became like deputy of labor and cabinet heads and everything else. But they're the one running it with Obama.
And they're tied in with the what is it, the young globalist leaders type folk too.
Right. So. This guy Black, this Senator Black, I think he's out of Virginia. He says there's about 30 of them. This committee of 25 to 30 people that actually run the country. And I think it's that West Exec, what you're talking about. But if they do decide to bring Trump back and move Biden and Harris out and then move Hill in, then the committee is just going to keep on running things. But what that tells me is that they're going to use Trump to finish us off. And namely by playing the big war card. And in other words, he's going to take us to war. And if that happens, and if NATO decides to openly enter the Ukraine, there's one thing that the Russians know and Putin knows. If you actually take a look at our air power compared to the Russians, there's no match. In other words, it's not going to take long to degrade the Russians' air power to where they can't even able to deliver nuclear weapons by air. Now, they got missiles. I'll give them that. And, of course, they got subs, too. But by and large, if you actually take a look at the core of their bomber crew, and same with us, that's the core of the nuclear strategic command, are those bombers. And there's a reason why they use those, because they just don't have missiles. They make up stuff like, well, they got a hypersonic missile that can go around the Earth 6 times and fly over Antarctica and fly up from the south where we got no defenses.
Well, they've had cluster bombs since the 70s.
Right.
It's 10 warheads in one missile. Go look it up.
No, this is what Putin says they've got. Satan 2 is what they call it, man. 10 nuclear warheads in one missile. If that thing went,
purportedly. Nuclear weapons are not, they're not as dirty and they're not as powerful as you think they are. Basically,
I'm going to assure you, I sure as hell will not stand underneath one when it's going to be dropped or when it goes off.
It'll rip up 8-10 blocks, maybe.
It's called multiple independently target reentry vehicles. They've had them for a long time.
So when this happens, what would happen?
Medium sized city. That's it.
Anything on the West Coast. Now listen, anything on the West Coast. Because you would have the fallout and the dispersal that would go east, and it would starve out this country. It would literally irradiate our grain belt.
Nah.
Yeah, look, man.
2,000 bombs went off in the Midwest.
God forbid it ever happens.
Nevada all over. You would think that whole area would be.
Then again, somebody set something off there, because not too long after that happened, by God, we're going to war with Russia. Holy shit! Right? And have you seen the hole that left? That island that blew up.
Yeah, that was pretty big. Like, but then again,
858 meters deep. That's a big hole, man. Not too long after that, we went to, the whole West decided, well, damn it, we're going to war with Russia.
This is what I do know, is that if NATO does jump in that Ukrainian war, then Putin's going to have to make a decision, because he's going to know it's over for Russia. It ain't going to take long for the combined Air Force power and technology and satellites and everything else.
Well, anything happens on the West Coast, like I said, Jack, or the fallout would be unprecedented across the American grain belt. You know, so
right.
God forbid anything like this happens. I mean, so this is what I'm saying. Everybody instead, you know, saying, well, you know, look, we've got the bigger bomb. No, I've got the bigger bomb. Let's, you know, I'm going to show you, and I'm going to show you. Now, hey, we got to stop this, okay? This isn't some, you know, backyard brawl, you know? Come again, Tom.
Mean better in that case. Like I said, you take out 5 to 10 major cities in the U.S., you cripple this country beyond belief.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
That's just one missile.
Yeah, I mean, Dmitry Duneman, you know, Jack, you keep saying it. I mean,
well, anyways,
so I mean, okay, so no, I haven't heard anybody mention it at all. These two power grids that were attacked on the East Coast of the United States. What the hell? You know, anybody ever find out when anything can get down to the bottom of that?
Oh no, there's been the latest. Somebody added it up. There's been over 100. I think our own David Devine mentioned it. Over 100 attacks on the infrastructure. These are cell towers, government communication towers.
It's not good.
Utility, electrical, power lines, sewer, water.
I mean, this is gray terror, like I said, right? So this is what they do before, you know, a military operation begins in full earnest. Because, I mean, they you know, weaken things up. They soften things up. Look at how many, food processing facilities were burnt down over the past year, right? So this is gray terror, man.
But they say that Putin sent a drone into Kiev yesterday, correct? So he's
I mean, there's Moscow. Have you seen this, Two Feathers? There's Moscow super centers, like, you know, like what you would consider to be like a big Walmart here, being blown up in Moscow.
Well, that was a mall. That was like a mall of the world.
Right. Right. Yeah. So
there was an attack into Russia?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. This is getting personal. Wow.
Yeah, and I saw the comments left by seasoned firemen, and they go, that's not an organic fire at a mall. That was completely something else, but it was not a fire. It vented way too early. There's no firemen that got there. There was explosions. So who knows exactly what happened. But so what I got set up, if Putin, if you see NATO start to go into the Ukraine, then you know it's going to go to air. It's going to go to air battles. And then the Russians are going to have a choice. Do they sit there? How long can they hold out before they actually lose, footing for being able to deliver strategic nuclear forces by air? Or do they hit us early? They don't even go through it. And so what I got set up is the Black Sea Star. So Putin, you got to think like he thinks. He knows that if he does this, if he knows that Russia's going to lose, but if he goes ahead and does a first strike on us, he will be responsible for literally hundreds of millions of people dying. And that weighs heavy on anybody, realizing, wow, I'm going to be that guy. So he's going to have to give the world a warning.
Last week he would not be the first to use nuclear weapons.
Oh, now he's changed that now. He says we're going to align our doctrine more with other nuclear powers. He said it in a kind of offhand way, but
basically, if it comes to shove, they're not going to be abashed or ashamed to use the something that they've got.
Right.
But
what
themselves.
I'm saying, John Wayne, is he's going to give everybody one final warning. What I think that will be, I think he will set a nuke off in the international waters in the middle of the Black Sea. He'll probably
Christ, I think that's what they did in Tonga, to be honest with you. I think that somebody set off a nuke in Tonga.
But let's
saying with this.
let's take that action that happened there in Moscow, like y'all saying, that is the reason why he retaliated in Kiev. So it looks like it might be, you know, it's definitely not.
Right, Chief. Don't you see what
Prime Minister say, Jacker? That right, Putin cannot win. That
right,
Europe without.
Don't you see that what's happening? It's going tit for tat, back and forth, getting wider and
bigger. He's right. Listen, you got to play this. It's 9 minutes. I don't know if you want to play the whole thing. But apparently Russia's come out and said, if you put those Patriot missiles in Ukraine, we're taking them out. They're right there. I just gave you that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And see, now once we introduce sophisticated missilery, he's knowing he cannot go keep going tit for tat. Getting his air bases being hit, and things going back and forth, more weapons, more money. He knows that once he has to actually do go toe to toe with NATO, he knows it's going to be over. And at that point, he's going to make his mind up, and he might have already made it up with their Security Council that they're going to do the first strike. But what I think he'll do, just before that, I think he will set a nuke above the Black Sea, the Black Sea Star. And let the whole world know, look, this is going to be on me, but I'm not taking this karma. I'm letting the whole world know, you keep moving anymore. And this is my last warning to you. This is what I'm going to do. And the whole world will see it. The video will go viral.
Wow.
And then the whole world will sit back and say, what the hell are we doing? And that, I think, is going to be his last warning. I think he has to do that before he actually does the dirty. He's got to give the world a demonstration of power to show them, look, this is really serious, and Russia's just not going to die. So, and that's what the Patriot missiles will do. That's what NATO will do, and especially NATO's combined air force. Man.
But see, they also not considering, too, that China may come in on this factor as well, because this may, like, agitate the actions of you know, I mean, I have my own theory that I'm looking for it to happen.
It right. Well, that like actually, Two Feathers, a snap meeting between Putin and Xi this week. They picked the phone up. They says, okay, let's meet. And so snap meeting. So what's that about?
Yeah.
I think it's Putin telling the Chinese, look, you know, I can't keep doing this tit for tat. You know, they got mercenaries from all over the world in there, you know, killing Russians. Yeah, we can handle them, but no way you're going to be able to take NATO and its air force. And I think he's already said, you know what, I'm not going to wait till, you know, after I lose half my air force to NATO and then decide to do a first strike. I'm going to probably do one before, so at least I have a lot of my planes and choppers, you know, in reserve. When the world kind of goes to hell in a handbasket. And it will be bad, but it won't be. It won't
see,
be
that's,
most...
that's what gets me to thinking that what's going to happen is Xi wouldn't sit back and, you know, because you remember that the United States is thinking is any strike into any European country is an attack on NATO. You know, or however you want to take it, the United States or whatever. But any strike upon any country in Europe would be like a strike upon. And then that's where they would. I mean, I'm looking for something a little bit different to occur. So I'm just waiting and watching and seeing the actions. Where I'll put it to you like this. I'm not looking that the great king of might of Mother Russia would take and make a strike in the U.S. I'm looking for other actions that would set it off and that would cause a Xi uproar. That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, no. When he goes, he's not going to just like hit Brussels and then that's it. When he eventually goes, he's going to get New York, D.C., he'll go for the military air bases first because they got to load them on the bombers. So wherever our nuclear bombers are, He's going to make sure that they hit those first, hit our missiles, or, you know, our Minuteman, if they can even actually go that far. I doubt it. I mean, I see what they do when they launch, you know, spacecraft. The thing just goes up, arches over, and comes down. And then, so I don't know if you can fire a missile and it can go halfway around the world. I doubt that.
Did you see China? China sent that new space ordeal into space the other day. Did y'all see that?
I don't believe any of that. I know too much. It's like,
yeah, he had it on a pad. It was gone, I think, already. They launched something into space.
So it'll be the strategic nuclear forces he hits first, even probably before D.C. and New York. But he'll probably do it all at once. He's not going to blow cities up to blow them up. He's going to go after the hardware and the military, the bases, the inventory. He'll probably go after infrastructure.
How much damage did Hiroshima take out? How much damage did that when they fired that thing off? It shut the whole war down.
I don't know. Very prosperous city right now. Same with Nagasaki.
Yeah. I'm just saying, Matt Painter probably could shed some light on that. That was a great bomb. Huh? I mean, that mushroom bomb. I mean, that was.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what they got. They got people thinking that, like, one bomb can take out a New York City or any city. And that there's massive.
Oh, no, I'll tell you what, if something that went off the size of what Tonga, that island where they went off, it would be leveled. I don't give a damn.
Now you're right. I don't know what that was. I don't have any idea what that was. But if somebody's got a bomb like that, yeah, then you're talking a nuclear war would kill the planet. But as I see it right now, I don't think a nuclear war would wipe out all of civilization. I just don't believe that. Might get half of us.
No, because it's happened before. Vedic and Hindu and Tibetan, so on and so forth. You know, it's happened before.
But I think somewhere in the good book it says the eyes
Mahabharata
from their sockets.
So, right, yeah, something calls those deserts, right. And today it's even... you can even pick up traces of radioactive on the ground. And so there must have been something like that.
No, I'm talking about if it was a shoot. We think of that movie Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Remember when they went to Mars and they couldn't breathe without the oxygen? The eyes were popping out of their head. Y'all remember that? Remember the movie Total Recall?
Yeah, you know, it's been said that the mean meridian temperature on the equator of Mars is a steady 75 degrees. So, you know, I think it is habitable in some areas.
Short sleeve weather.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'd go up there. And maybe we could fly around in that helicopter.
But that's the thing. See, there's other places they can't go because, I mean, it is radioactive. You know, so, I mean, a lot of stuff about, you know, things they don't want. They don't have the ability to account or talk or, you know, say, well, this is what, you know, so on and so forth. But it's interesting to see how all this ancient history isn't quite adding up to be what they say it was. You know, human civilization, well, yeah, look, we've got what we've got here. But, you know, to know that it sprang up and, you know, happened several different times and something comes and just stops it on a dime, you know, like literally flash freezes everything in an instant, you know, or animals are just literally standing there chewing their food and then they just froze solid, you know. So there's something.
Yeah,
there.
I don't know about that one either. I don't know about that.
What do you mean? I mean, they've literally dug them up out of the Siberian permafrost, dude.
Have you seen
listen here, Jagger, listen to this. So speaking of this, the things coming up out of the Siberian permafrost, right? I was reading this article the other day, and there's Staten saying, well, you know, the next big one's going to be because of these super viruses that thaw out from the permafrost, but they're, you know, still active. They found them things about, what, 10 years ago, right? Somewhere around there, maybe 8, 6 years.
Do you hear the one
somewhere within that time frame? No, but I don't doubt it.
They call the virus they pulled out of the polar bear Pandora. Yeah, listen, really? This is the thing, John Wayne. This is the thing about a flat earther. We don't believe none of this shit. You got
here's
video
the thing.
Footage
if you're
of frozen
talking there. About that. Nobody else can talk about anything because you keep saying, refuting everybody, saying, you know, they can't fire missiles and this and that. Come on, man. I mean,
No. Yeah, there's no evidence for it. Where have you ever seen?
Well, how do you do a show like that? Every time something comes up, you can recircle back to that and say that none of us are right, man.
No, that's because you believe all this stuff. You believe in Copernicus or something. I mean,
I've done my fair share of research.
You believe there's like a warhead.
One
missile's got 10 warheads that can wipe out like 10 New York cities all at once. And there's one Satan bomb that can wipe out Texas. I mean, what's wrong with people?
If they threw, let's say, a sufficient amount of maybe eight rods from God, you know, these tungsten carbide rods, you know, these weapons platforms hanging above our heads somehow. If they threw eight of those into a major city.
Eight of them? Have you seen one?
It would be.
Hijacker,
yeah, man. Did you look
at
Did you watch? Did you watch?
They were called MERS back then. Multiple reentry vehicles or whatever they were. And they were state. I don't know if they did a treaty on that or not with the Soviet Union. But this stuff, 70s technology.
So have I seen that? So I have. Have I seen it used? Absolutely. Okay, look no further than that explosion in the port of Beirut, Lebanon. That's one.
Now, that might
two.
Be a tactical nuke. Are they?
Two. No, man. Two. The harbor of, what the hell is it, over there in China? Jingzhuang, China. God damn it. I can't remember exactly where, but remember it blew that, I mean, it leveled the entire port, knocked China's supercomputer offline. Tiananmen, oh, come on. But nonetheless, those are two times where I swear to God that's probably more than likely what was used.
Here's thing, too.
Go ahead.
John, our government, so-called government, Biden and Blinken, are so arrogant about this, and they have no fear. I don't know. I mean, do they have defense systems that can take all this stuff out from the Russians and Chinese? And you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I mean, they're playing awfully fast and loose, like they don't care about it. So I don't know. Does technology exist to stop these attacks? Is we have shield? I mean, I don't know. I'm just thinking. If they're not that bad, maybe you know.
Speaking, yeah, we know about 9/11. They do got some kind of weapon.
Did you see
some kind of directed energy weapon? That's
did
for
you
sure.
See that thing I posted in our chat log here? This just absolutely anomalous, strange radar return coming out of Mexico.
It's in the Skype chat log.
Yeah, for our broadcast here.
Okay, hang on.
So this radar return is hung here all night. You know, it came up, and then, you know, it was intermittent at first, and then now it was steady. Now it's not there so much, but there's no weather returns, okay? But it's showing there's some kind of an object, and it looks like a great big damn shield, does it not? You know, so, like I said, I mean, they may have technology, they may be able to block and absorb some of these attacks that may happen. You know, I remember I watched a video, man, this is years ago. Maybe 10 and a half years ago, somewhere around there, where it was a YouTube video and was in a DARPA lab. And these guys were literally working with plasmatic plasma fields. And they took a military BDU jacket, battle dress uniform jacket, had on the end of a wooden stick, and they stuck it into this plasma field. And it literally started to cook the shirt. Or the, you know, the jacket, and they pulled it out. So,
yeah, they got microwaves. I've seen microwaves work. I believe that one. So they got some kind of directed energy. I believe that one.
That's what I'm saying. So like, you know,
they do got some kind of a bomb that has that rolls up like a little mushroom. Ain't that big? I mean, you know, I've seen
Ivy Mike. Yeah. So you know, so it's interesting to notice because, you know, the technology's advanced so far. Like I say, man, bullets and barbed wire and concertina wire, that's antique. That's archaic, you know, compared to what they have now. I mean, now they've got laser rifles. They've got, you know, technology you probably wouldn't even be able to believe, you know, meant for killing. I mean, look at the, you know, I mean, what has it been said? So we were warned by several different leaders, one of which was assassinated. Beware the military-industrial complex. And this is where we're at.
They probably do have laser rifles. They got laser scopes. So all they have to do is turn the power up. But that's the thing. Once you find out, that's the glory of Flat Earth, is that you no longer believe everything they say. In fact, you know most of the stuff is lying. So when they say they got a bomb that can blow up the state of Texas, it's like, okay, where exactly on the earth did they test one of those? Can we actually go and measure a 1,500-mile hole?
Tonga was a pretty good-sized explosion, man. Whatever it was. And I don't think it was just some volcano.
But then again, that's CGI. That should have created a bigger tidal wave.
No, man, it did. It created a pressure wave that went around the earth three different times. And they're still ejected. Check it out. There's ejecta matter still hanging in the atmosphere from that. So who's to say that they want to depopulate people? Well, damn it, we weren't too successful with the shot. I mean, we were successful to a degree. We didn't get everybody. Yeah, absolutely right. They've got a remote control torpedo. There was some kind of a, you know, extremely powerful weapon.
It's as big as the Empire State Building. No, and it stays out in the ocean all the time, floating around, remote control. I mean,
set this thing off. You want to talk about depopulation, right? We used to say it wasn't a massive nuke. That's why nobody's even mentioned it. Now it's like it's all hush-hush, you know, swept under the rug, like, oh, my God, it never happened. Right. But the whole world went to war not too long after this. So I think that, you know, we're already being nuked and we're already getting the fallout and being radiated by it. So, you know, everybody's ass is toast. Right. And these people, or I don't even think they're people, man, these entities are vying for control of this country, the entire world, you know. I mean, you want to see the alien invasion? Are we not beholden to it right now? You know, what would an invading species do? I don't know. I guess one thing you would do is you would taint the genome or something, right? You would poison the species, and that's what they've done with what they're doing with this shot. Man, I don't understand why people can't see things for what they are and how they are being portrayed. You know, everybody is blinded by all this bullshit. You know, flat earth, I don't give a shit. That means nothing to me. You know, what I'm calling and talking about right now is, well, hey, man, this is important. You know, like I said, I've got this black porcelain. It's like a jaguar. And it's got a really, you know, clean finish to it. You know, it glistens, it shines when it's clean. I'll take it and I'll set it down and let it just sit for, you know, in one position for maybe 2 months, 2.5, 3 months. I'll pick it up. Yeah, I mean, it's dusty, but there's something more to it. The particulates are, you know, that are on it. And I mean, compared to, you know, how fast this stuff is adding up, you know, it's irrefutable. And I don't know why anybody else isn't talking about any of this. You know, was it just because maybe I'm just the one that's small helm? Dust is building up a little bit quicker than usual, isn't it? Wonder what that's from. Well, we had what? 2,978 some odd, you know, nuclear detonations conducted in the American Southwest desert. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. And you got
Fukushima Daiichi melts down. You got Chernobyl. God only knows how many other places are, you know.
Well, Chernobyl's back up and working.
Well, but what I'm saying, though, I mean, all these facilities, I mean, they're beyond, way beyond their expiration date. A lot of the reactor walls are crumbling. See, so
my point is what they're telling you about radiation and what they're telling you about the size of nuclear weapons is not the truth.
Well, okay, so was this, so what I was going to say a while ago, you know, Jack, as well as I know, that it says that there will be a star that falls from heaven to the earth and will poison 3/4 of mankind, right? Wormwood. It made the waters bitter. Could this be what took place there in the Pacific Islands at Tonga? I don't know. I'm just putting, you know, logical question and theory and thought into the, you know, to the paper here and just saying,
well, I'll tell you what, if that, if
this
what
is how
saw,
things, these are how things are adding up, you know, so go ahead.
If what we saw was organic, was authentic, then I'm more inclined to believe that it was maybe divine, that that was something that God did and not man. Because I just have not seen any evidence outside of Tonga for a bomb that big. Just haven't. You can't find it. You go through know, even the footage you do have of supposedly them setting nukes off, they're not this big giant thing that like wipes everything out. So
well, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything any good. You know, I mean. It's not like they're
harmless.
No, but
I'm saying there's a big difference between one nuclear weapon taking out of New York City and needing 120 nuclear weapons to take, which is probably what the MIRV is.
So I got a question.
Probably when the missile gets over top of the target, then it breaks apart and each one kind of spreads out.
Right.
But it's not like 10 missiles wrapped in one missile and it breaks apart and then they all go and different directions for another 1,000 miles and hit different cities. It's just that's nonsensical. Nobody believes that. You can't.
But nonetheless, laws of physics say that you can do it very easily, and it's it can be done without a problem.
Just never seen it. There's no footage of it. You don't get it. You don't get once you lie to the extent that I know they've lied. You got to prove it to me. You got to show me. Show me the crater the size of Texas. Show me the footage of a giant nuclear weapon going off. Show me these things. Show me a rod from God.
Lord have mercy. I've told you where to look, and I told you of specific incidents. Tianjin, China. That sparked that back in my memory where it was at. It's called Tianjin, China. It was a massive explosion that leveled the Tianjin port. In 2012 or 2011.
That is your nuke. Those are what nukes are. That's as big as a nuke gets. It did some damage to a port in Beijing. In Beirut, you saw how big that was. It blew out windows for maybe 6-7 miles, but there was a good shock wave. But by and large, couple city square blocks. I don't even think it killed that many people.
Are you going to be standing there, or would you stand there with a glove hoping to catch the damn thing?
No, I'm just trying to say, once you know what we're dealing with, why would you think that they have all these old bombers when they got all this great missiles that can fly all the way across from one end of the earth to the other, and they're still going to deliver nuclear weapons with bombers? Really? Doesn't make any sense.
Okay, what's our ultimate point here? I mean...
Well, the point is that if NATO goes into the Ukraine, mm-hmm. I think the Russians are going to first strike us. Yeah. It's going to be bad. It'll be like a hurricane nationwide. Power will be down, but you won't have these clouds of gases and stuff wiping people out. But the
I'm glad Jacker on that point. I think if you listen to Ritter made a good summary yesterday. He said that what we're doing up there in Poland with all the troops is, number one, making sure that he doesn't go past what he's talking about in the Ukraine, but also once they go in there and knock everything out and put the 10 or 15 divisions in, and you've got millions of refugees on the move, you know, if NATO and or UN troops come in as peacekeepers and humanitarian to help the refugees on the soil in Ukraine, then you've got a problem. Because that's just a bullshit cover story to get boots on the ground in Ukraine. If they do that, then maybe you'll see something like this happen. But I don't know that we have the balls to do something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping what Putin will do is he will give a final warning to NATO, and he'll use that Black Star, you know, that Black Sea Star option, and do a demonstration of power. And just so everybody knows, all right, let's put an end to this. Stop this war. I mean, it's they can work it out, and then they can even have the four other provinces, including Odessa, that the Russians want. Let them do a referendum under the UN Charter, right to self-determination. Let each one of these obelisks, these providences vote for themselves. You want to be part of Ukraine, or you want to be part of Russia, or do you want to be independent? Give them a choice, and then so the war can stop. There can be a deal worked out, but you know, after what Merkel did, you know, stringing Putin along, used the friendship.
She admitted it too. She's bragging about it. Yeah,
did nothing but deceive him the whole time.
Hitler's daughter.
Yeah, why they built up the whole damn Ukrainian army, and since then he's proved what they were going to do. He was right. That's why you got NATO in there under Ukraine uniform.
So, right. Let me ask you a question here, and I don't know the answer to this. This is a genuine question. So if they wanted to just stop Russia and Putin from expanding or trying a reconquest of the Eastern Bloc countries, don't you think they could have done it another way? I mean, you know, maybe with treaties and concessions and or bribery and or that type of thing. But what is everybody throwing down for over this Ukraine? What's over there, man? What's in the ground? What's over there?
Well, no, I mean, it's Russia.
That's the question.
It's the Russians, Deacon. It's the Russians and the wealth of the Russians. That's what they wanted.
Uh-huh.
They know they can, you know, look, if you got Russia, you're getting, you know, if you want to call Russia a gas station, you know, being called a nation, there might be some truth to that. So there's a lot of oil and natural gas. So.
Right. And plus it's really an entry into Russia. But is there something else? I mean, these people, both sides are huffing really hard on this. I mean, this is something that could have been resolved another way. What's over there? What is this place, man? I mean, that's the question. I think it's what you said, but I think it's more than that, too, and I don't know the answer to it. I mean, anybody got an idea?
Well, Trucker Shannon was saying yesterday, she sent me some information just stating that she believed that Putin's in on it too, just like with Europe type of situation with the oligarchs to run out the bottom feeders, useless eaters, and so that all the oligarchs would remain to control the country. It's just like, and she said also, it's like he's killing his own people too. And I'm like, well, why would he be running Zelensky out the country? Or
Zelensky's a Jew.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean,
that's
he's a half,
about,
you know, cause he's Go half ahead. Himself. But the thing is, why would he turn the weaponry or allow weapons to be struck into his country? Now, that's just the first strike. And well, beside that, all tanker that long shoulder range pistol that they fired over into his country and blew up those all tankers. So, and how much more of a strike into his country is he going to allow? And I don't think he would play out into the factor of letting a Zelensky type of activity where his people are being bombed by America with right. their proxy.
Well, let me ask it another way. That's a good answer, but let me ask it another way. Why are we fighting so hard? You know, because it's just not territory and not NATO expansion and checking Russia. I mean, there's something else here to go to almost nuclear war and put 90,000 troops and all these tanks and all this shit that hijackers been tracking the past couple of weeks over there.
Because you got these Kazarians that wanted
to
claim the land
of their
own.
Yep. Keep going. You got it.
Yeah, they wanted to claim a land of their own. So in some sense, they realized they come to America and they're trying to destroy this country within. Remember Obama had that famous movie that he put out that his dad supposedly told him, if you want to take America down, you have to do it within, you know, financially. You have to take them down. You don't have to do it through war, but financially you could take them down. Well, we look at Biden administration not being far off the curtail of Obama, right? Mm. That's why they wanted Hillary.
Right.
Going to be the, remember how they said that she would be the one way to continue the Obama legacy? Remember that? Yeah. You see? And so the thing is, but what happened is the Kazarian scene that the United States is full of freaking hunters. They got millions of freaking people with their own guns that they're willing to stand in the wake of a free America, right? Being sovereign, a sovereign nation. Or they don't like to hear that word in court, huh? So that's what it is. And see, so they said, well, we're willing to take Ukraine, even if it comes to this type of military action of nuclear, right? So they need a country of their own because it has fertile land. Not only oil, it has fertile land for wheat growth, being able to feed the world, and maybe they can control the food source in that sense.
That's what they think. Yeah, Two Feathers, I don't even think it's that. I think basically it comes down to, you know, you got Ockman's razor. You know, what's the simplest answer? The simplest answer is there's one guy with a nation that's now full of nationals, that's nationalistic, that have an army. You know, they've got weapons. They've got, you know, a military. They've got nuclear weapons, and they're not going along with the program. Mm-hmm. And he's the last remaining. It's the last remaining.
I thought
them
nuclear weapons weren't very powerful, Jacker. Go ahead.
No. I don't, if you look, nuclear weapons are the biggest bomb that we got. It's just not. It's not like a city killer. It's not like
a
movie Terminator.
Hydrogens are bigger.
Then you get into plasma.
Then you get into plasmatic bombs. So,
Think one detonation and the fireball goes out for 50 miles and then the shockwave goes out for, you know, 200 miles and, you know, nah, no proof of that.
Let's see if I can find this one ordeal that Russia has. Dude, this thing looks like it's about five stories high. One I saw. I think I still have.
I'll tell you what, John Wayne and Two Feathers, just look up nuclear weapons going off that's been filmed. First off, the first thing you're going to notice is there's so few of them. And the second thing you're going to notice, they're bright, and it looks like it's really big in the beginning because it's so bright. But once the brightness goes away, you realize, wow, that's not that big. I mean, come on. There's no evidence for it. That's all.
The boom may not kill you. Is what gets you afterwards. The fallout, the radiation, and all that, man.
Yeah,
dying from radiation poisoning would be excruciating.
Yeah, tell the people in New Mexico and Nevada, all those places where all those thousands of bombs went off. Tell them all about the radiation they got.
People are still getting it. We think cancer is such a big money maker. And they don't call it Ground Zero for no reason over there in New York City, do they? You know, what's Ground Zero always referred to? Oh, that's right. That's the point of detonation of a nuclear device. So we'll just call, you know, where the Twin Towers fell, Ground Zero. You know, and that's why there was bedrock and molten, what the hell is it? Hardest rock on Earth. Not quartz, but granite. Right. And they have to put a water pool over the top of it, right? But it's just all, you know, it's all there for remembrance. That water pool is not there to keep radiation down. I can assure you. Right.
Well, they might have used a tactical nuke in the basement, but you got to figure each floor was 4 feet thick concrete, 110-story building. That's 440 feet of concrete that bomb in the basement would have had to go through. And yet it couldn't blow out the side that was the 6 or 8 feet of concrete, or even if it was 20, couldn't blow out the 20 next to the Hudson River. So, but oh, it was shape charged. Oh, that's what I'm saying. It's just not, it's broken thinking. It's not clear thinking that you believe that a nuke did that to that building. It's just not.
Well, it had very damn well had a good part of it, because there was ground contamination and radiation for quite some distance.
They probably did use a nuke, but I think something else came along and it says, you're not getting it done. We're going to show you how you can get it done. And somehow they were able to atomize it. Whatever they did, they turned that sucker, both buildings, into dust. Incredible. Just no debris pile. There should have been think about it. There should have been a 30-story.
Yeah, I give it to you. It's damned weird. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then to dustify it like that, then now that is a super weapon. But, Roe mentioned something the other day about the Ukraine. Where are all these cool weapons that we should be seeing by now? And outside of the drones, it's like World War I type warfare. Everybody's digging holes and trenches, you know, fighting 400 yards from each other. I mean, it's primitive.
Well, it'd be a pretty bad place to be, not knowing your ass from a hole in the ground, right? Running through the woods over there, thinking you're some God-given mercenary, right?
Hey, y'all, look at that! What I just said. Look at what I just said.
Okay.
Look at that. In a service in late 2022. Look at the size of that damn thing. You think that's going to do?
Yeah, Sarmat missile.
See that, John?
Well, I sure as hell wouldn't want it landing in my backyard. So I can imagine, you know, whatever it's capable of bringing to the location where it strikes, would not be fun to receive.
In a service in late 2022, Sarmat ICBM. Is that one of Russia's or what?
I am wanting to say it's Russian. I want to say. But I very well may be wrong. I mean, I'd have to look it up, honestly.
Maybe Deacon could take a look if he wants to.
Yeah, for the audience not knowing, Two Feathers put a picture of a Russian ICBM in it. And it looks like it's every bit of 100 feet long and probably 12 feet in diameter. But, you know, so you think about the rockets going up, the Saturn V or whatever, how far they go and they burn. So think about how much fuel would be in that ICBM that we're looking at, even though it does look big. But just how far can that actually be fired before it runs out? That thing ain't going more than probably 1,000 miles. I don't think it's going to go that far.
But they want to make it.
Yeah, they want to make it out. They got ICBMs that can, you know, hit something on a dime at 10,000 miles. Ridiculous.
Wouldn't be pretty. You imagine 10 of those. Now, for the people that really don't know, they were saying America wants to go back to, you know, making these warheads or whatever, because Russia outnumbers like so many. They have so many hundreds of them. You know, if you know, not even like maybe a couple thousand. So who's this? And I think America only had like 28 compared to a couple thousand that Russia had. So the thing is, that's where you get into this nuclear arms race, huh? As who is that Reagan used to talk about, huh? Nuclear arms race. I mean,
we've been on an arms race for a long time, man. And it's continuing. It's going to continue. See, like right here, this is where I'll go to find some interesting information. I mean, not only the world statistics and figures of death and how many people are to be alive by 2025, but
right. What website is this?
Deagle.com, DEAGEL.com, right?
Okay.
So they cover a lot of trades and arms deals and things going on. So these are just some of the headlines. Russian aerospace forces to upgrade A-50U early warning and control aircraft based on lessons learned during operation in Ukraine. Latvia places order for RBS-70NG and Giraffe 1X MSHORAD air defense system. Latvia, right? Over there next door to Ukraine. Germany is to buy 35 F-35A Lightning II stealth fighters. So Fort Worth, Texas, December 14th, the German Ministry of Defense announced today is procuring 35 Lockheed Martin 5th generation F-35 Lightning II aircraft. You know, the ones that have the failing front landing gear. First Meadowsat, 3rd generation satellite successfully placed into orbit. But that's for flat. That can't be, because flat Earth is dominating everything. Moving on, United Airlines places firm order for 100 Boeing 787 Dreamliners and 100 Boeing 737 MAX jetliners, Russian satellite and spacecraft, SPD-230 high power stationary plasma thruster passes development test. I just want to keep reading some of these. And then I posted in our chat log for the station a while ago today. They're saying now that the United States has invented some, or they've discovered some way to use, what the hell was it called? Well, nonetheless, the article's there if you want to find it. Here it says Royal Netherlands Navy selects naval strike missile anti-ship weapon for its frigates. U.S. Air Force successfully conducts test firing of the AGM-183ARRW hypersonic weapon prototype. Here's your hypersonic weapons, Jacker. Undisclosed international customer places first order to 2 Skynex air defense systems. So let's see here. Undisclosed international customer places first order for 2 Skynex air defense systems. For some reason, the name Victor Bout screams out to me, but that's neither here nor there. NASA Orion spacecraft from Artemis 1 mission is back to Earth after circling the moon. Did you watch any of that, Jacker? That was interesting. Japan, Italy, and the United Kingdom are to develop the next generation combat air. Huh?
John Wayne, have you been to that real cool website of where they got a camera on the moon and it's looking at Earth the whole time?
No. Find it for me, please.
It's not there. They won't do it.
Well, now, then why would you just say that, the way you said that?
Everybody would pay to have that on their computer screens, be able to watch worldwide weather. But they just can't seem to put a camera on the moon facing the Earth backwards. Wonder why that is.
Because it's not our territory. And we were told never to come back.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Russia is developing the idea of disarming strike using hypersonic weapons. The United States is to provide additional HIMARS ammunition, 80,155-millimeter artillery rounds, counter UAS systems, and other equipment to Ukraine. All right. Japan Ground Defense Self-Defense Force selects Patria AMVXP wheeled armored personnel carrier as Type 96 armored vehicle replacement. Russia to develop upgraded Onyx supersonic cruise missile with a maximum range of 1,000 kilometers. And you're right, Jack. I mean, they can't fly forever, right? Ukraine modified older Soviet Tu-141 reconnaissance jet drones to strike Russian Air Force strategic aviation airfields. You know, do you guys ever come to the DeagleReport.com? I mean, remember it was... And I mean, it still is about, you know, how many people are going to die and, you know, world figures by 2025 and such.
Yeah, I used to go and look at that when it first came out years ago before they scrubbed it and took that off of there. Yeah.
They got a lot. I mean, it's wild. I mean, look at all the, you know, weapons transfers and look at all the monies to be made right here. You know what I mean? If you're in the weapons platforms businesses, holy shit. Rolling in the dough, man. AGM 88G advanced anti-radiation guided missile extended range completes fourth successful missile live fire. German army places an order for up to 600,300 ammunition for the Puma infantry fighting vehicle. U.S. Marine Corps takes delivery of first Cottonmouth advanced reconnaissance vehicle. Tunisian Air Force takes delivery of first T6C Texan II integrated training system. Yeah, T6 and 2 is nice.
It's nice.
Hello.
Yeah, and that's the other point.
Hi, Jerry.
Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. I had to reset my mic setting. Like, what's getting through to you guys? Thank you, guys. I had to reset. But anyway, I've been listening and rubbernecking and feeling it. And thanks for inviting me here tonight and for finally saying something. But continue, Jacker.
Well, I was just going to say,
the
other thing that this website shows, and it also shows with the reason why the Russians can now see the handwriting on the wall, is that look at some of that technology, John Wayne. In other words, John Wayne, he's scrolling through this Deagle.com website and all these super high-tech weapons.
Tanks. Screw you, man. I don't care to go up against the fighting end of
M1
Abrams.
My point is, now that they came out, for instance, take a look at the new stealth Raider bomber.
The newest one that they've just...
B-21 Raider.
Go ahead. What about it?
B-21 Raider. Go ahead.
Right, so if it can do anywhere near what we think technically it can do, and they say they want to build 200 of them, then Russia's got to know it's over. There's no way we can counter such high technology as that. If they're able to build these and they're on the precipice of doing it, then either we fight the war now and stop all these new incredible weapons, or they just become so technologically superior that we can't fight. And so that's another reason that the Russians are thinking about doing the first strike, is they know technologically they got beat, sort of like how they lost the Cold War. But
Russia's got those submarines that they don't play. They can aim all their nukes right at us, and they can plant those subs anywhere, and we can't detect them. So they've got to have some structure of strong military tact to deal with us. Over.
Yeah, all I'm simply saying is that there's a separation that's happening, and the Russians know it, and that's also what makes them so dangerous. Is they can see the handwriting on the wall. Look, we're fighting. We're one. We're in ditches. Meanwhile, we know the West has got laser rifles. Oh, they got a lot of cool weapons. They got weapons that can vaporize buildings and stuff. So.
They probably have the shit too, though. I wouldn't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? China, back when I was working at the test site, we were having videos that the big guys would come in and say, we want you to be careful if you've got a Q. We don't want you wearing your Q right out in the air in the airports anyway, because we didn't want you to be solicited by people trying to steal our techniques. And China already had the shuttle and all that shit. They already had that info. So, you know, what I'm saying is, I think it's already there. Well, they just ain't playing it. Over.
Well, I mean, you know, you just see what China's moon footage is. Notice where they went. They went on the backside of the moon. Oh, nope. Can't see that part. We're not going to do it where an astronomer can actually look up and use a high-powered telescope and actually see, a Chinese spacecraft landing.
Hey, hijacker. Do you remember when Nighthawk kicked you off the station for talking about flat Earth?
Oh, yeah.
And you promised him you wouldn't talk about it again.
Boy, Deacon, flat Earth has really got you upset.
Well, no, it doesn't have me upset. It's just that you dick and jack everything sideways every time we talk about a subject because of that.
Well,
you don't do it all the time, but every once in a while you get to stick up your ass about this stuff. But you jack us up sideways when you do it, man. We can't talk about anything. It comes back around to the same thing.
Can I say something? Jacker told Nighthawk that he won't come back unless he can talk about flat Earth, and Nighthawk agreed. Is that right, Jacker?
I don't know what exactly happened. I did know it was the real kickoff of the whole big flat Earth in 2015. I do know whatever happened there gave a lot of energy, and it really started to spread. And here it is, 7 years later? And they still haven't put down flat Earth.
Well, here's the thing. What I'm saying is, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong. I don't know the answer to that, okay? But every time you bring it back to that, it freezes the conversation, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
why do you think the Chinese landed on the dark side of the moon? What sense does that make?
I don't even know if they did. Did they really do that?
Yeah.
Dark side of the moon. It's all dark. Okay.
I heard we're not even around. We're not allowed back there. Stay out.
That's right.
Oh, boy.
What about boy?
Don't you know that Pink Floyd said there's no dark side of the moon? It's all dark. They would know, don't you think? Sid Barrett would really know.
Oh, I do know the Clementine missions and all that interesting Mona Lisa and the alien ship and all that. It's pretty interesting stuff, you know. It was even saying, you look at Edgar Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, you know, Buzz Aldrin just wishes he could go back to Mars. Remember? Edgar Mitchell came out and said that in a live interview. So they know a few things. I think that if things are advanced as far as they could be with just the endless spending in the defense sector and the advanced, weapons and platform sector, You know, I mean, I think that we are probably going to other planets and other star systems.
What if Buzz Aldrin maybe went to the moon and wish he could have went to Mars?
He smokes crack.
Well, Buzz
he does. Aldrin, that dude's all jacked up every time he's on TV. Don't you see his eyes?
He's
admitted, he's admitted on tape three times. They never went to the moon. Even had a little 8-year-old girl ask him, if we went to the moon back then, why haven't we gone back? And Buzz says, well, that's not an 8-year-old's question. That's my question.
Yeah.
And he says, the reason is because we never really did go. He told that right on tape, right to a little girl. Couldn't lie to her.
And who was the guy that filmed the moon? Who was the guy that did Space Odyssey 2001 that filmed them guys on the at in some studio? Oh, what's his name? That famous producer that filmed
Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
Yeah. Yeah, but the lie's so thick. And now we're on the precipice. It looks like we're going to get. Looks like our judgment's coming. And it looks like this guy Putin is going to be the one that's going to deliver the blow. We are one wicked nation, though. I mean, we put Sodom and Gomorrah to shame. Man, mutilating children. Drag queen, really?
Yeah, that's bad. That's definitely
the alcohol, stuff. The drug abuse, the porn, the narcissism.
Yeah. All the sacrifices and the blood sacrifices for children the political bastards have done.
Yeah, all the abortion. I mean, man, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. Oh, boy.
But what Babylon, are the space station missions they keep doing, sending up there? What's all that all about?
What's all the what?
What's all of the space missions that they keep sending up different parts to the space station? What's all that about?
None of our business.
Yeah. I mean, well,
they ain't going to tell us shit.
No, they don't care about us.
And Trump was wanting to fund all of that space exploration. Remember that?
Well, didn't he was supposed to form the Space Force. Whether the Space Force is something with the internet or if it's something with outer space, I still don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's got stuff to do with outer space. I mean, the bases for which the commanders were operating at and where they've worked and the job titles they've had. And then only that, I mean, they look just a little damned weird. But I think that we're we're secretly going off planet to where, I don't know, how far is the technology advanced? I don't know, the sky's the limit, literally, I guess. Right? Because we can't get out of the Earth, or can we? I mean, look, we sent the Voyager space probes out, right? They had the gold discs of man and woman, and then like 980 some odd different sounds of Earth or something like that. And what was it? I think they lost track of one. They don't know where it went. It went offline, if I'm not mistaken. And there's ways, will we ever see it? No. We'll die on the planet not even seeing, anything above what you can see in an aircraft. Even when you're in an aircraft, I mean, it's pretty amazing to be able to look above you. We're probably 20,000 feet. You look up above the other aircraft. I mean, this is a World War II aircraft. And the canopy slid back and opened right 20,000 feet. Look straight up, and I saw black. And I commented over the headset of the pilot. I go, why is it black above us? Because that's the atmosphere. I mean, the Wernher von Braun and, the Psalms 19 and all that, the firmament and God's handiwork and all this. Hey, yeah, that's all real, man. There's no bullshit about that. I mean, I think there's ways to puncture that barrier, you know, and get out of it. And like I said, space itself is a finite liquid. You know, so like I said, you can go so far above or so far below, but without oxygen, you're not going to live. You know, you're on this level medium plane where we're at right now. You know, we're comfortable. We can live. We can breathe. You know, so I'm just saying, rambling, aren't I?
What if the creator created this earth? For us to all, like I go into this debate with my son. You know, we think about Babylon, right? And Babylon is a state of confusion because, as we know, since all the tribes went in their own way, right? So it all comes back to, I told my son, I said, what if the creator, which, you know, you take your pick of whatever your walk is or your faith or whatever. But, you know, what if he did all of this for us all to come back together to get the knowledge of what the origination of his teachings were? Right. And that's basically what I think that we as a world. I'm not saying that, you know, we shouldn't travel space if we, you know, if we could get the knowledge of how to do it. Let's just say we, you know, the earth is round and there's space out there beyond the imagination. And you go into the realms of a Star Trek exploration or whatever, right? So be it, if that's where the knowledge takes you. But for the ones that live on planet Earth, want to be on Earth, we can't even get the knowledge. All we know is to argue about flat Earth, round Earth. That goes to show you how we're not using what was given to us, which is what the good book told us, that we would be forevermore learning, but never coming to the full knowledge of the truth. So if you take it with a grain of salt of what I'm saying here, is that if we would take the knowledge of the truth of what I speak and we would apply it in our reality, we actually would come to a better world, you see, of what he was trying to show us of the world that we're supposed to have. But we won't even come to that knowledge. It's like we won't rise above, you know. We won't allow ourselves to get to this knowledge that I speak about. Because of these old folk that continuing. And they won't retire. Yeah, they won't retire down of this power. Huh? From the power. They won't give up the power of what they call power. They need to come to the knowledge of the truth that I speak. Huh? Say again.
Somebody keeps unmuting, and then you talk, and then it goes over and modulates and comes back over the radio. So you're actually asking yourself, and what to yourself? Just saying.
Yeah.
I think it's because Jerry unplugs or unmutes. Right?
I think he plays that because he needs a hearing aid or amplified earpiece that would actually let him hear the great conversation.
Well, no, we can just get Jerry Neuralink, right, Jerry? You'd be okay with Neuralink, yeah. Wouldn't you? And Musk's Neuralink.
Yeah, that would help him. He would amplify his hearing.
Neuralink, I would imagine, would amplify something.
Oh God! But. You know, wait, go ahead, Deacon.
That's funny. That's funny. Amplify his hearing.
Neuralink.
Yeah. But does that, I mean, does that make sense to you all? That imagine if we were to go, but you see, I'll give it to you in our thinking of our knowledge, where our knowledge takes us, of what we've been taught so far. These, like I mentioned, the Federal Reserve earlier at the beginning of the show, that these people want growth to be, it could be a minus 2%, or it could be, because you see, the federal funds rate, they're trying to get and keep at a 2% growth margin, right? So as long as it stays within that 2, it could go below 2%, you know, be a 1.5% loss in the markets. They don't care. It could be even a 2%. They're trying to get it to what they're trying to get it. But next year, I heard yesterday that it's going to go to 5% growth, because they're slowly trying to get a hold of this inflation. But as long as we're funding this damn proxy war, we're going to be at a higher end, but it could be where it's going to be. I heard it was only going to go down to 4%. They keep saying 2%, but I heard 4% is where they're going to wind up staying. You see? So the thing is, as long as in the mindset of these old fogies, is what we call them back in the old days, these old fogies don't want any growth in the world, whether it be on a global level or a nationally. You see? But as long as they get their 2% or their 4% or 5% like that, or let's just go with 4% on a regular basis, right? So as long as they get their 4% growth, their markets are going to, they feel like will be stable. So this is why they're wanting to control the whole thing. It's all about control. That's what it's about. It's about control, and they want it. They want control of it all. It said there's a book called Think and Grow Rich. It said those who own the gold make the rules, right? So they own the gold. So aren't they making the rules? You see? You see how that's rolling? And this is what's going on here. This is why we'll never get in the realm of a utopian type of mindset, a world of the world that I speak of. You see? That we can't imagine it. It's beyond our imagination, because these old fogies have made it this way. They have twisted and turned us and coerced us into a way, and the only way they get out of power is they die or suffer a public embarrassment, right? That's the ways of the Freemasons. That's their language that they've always done. And then look at the immigration influx. And then I heard it best, Dave Hodges said yesterday, it's awful funny that they worry about the Ukraine borders but can't worry about American borders.
Right.
You know? Isn't that funny? Go ahead, John.
Not really funny, but yeah, it's messed up, man. I mean, look, obviously, bad guys, and those bad guys of which we're running our country and continue to run our country, quote unquote, obviously are messed up in a lot of bad stuff over there. That's why we are just trying to run everything to keep it. So, I don't know, man. I say we get all our soldiers, get all our equipment the hell out of all these other places, get back here in our country, kick the bastards out that have come in here illegally. It's going to take some time, but believe me, it can be done. And use our own military for our own borders. Become kind of like a North Korea, right? All internal. You know what? You come in here, it's your ass kind of thing, right? So, like, all in all, we're being invaded. You guys see that video there the other night? It was like 100,000, or like, I know it was 100,000. I can't remember, but there's like a ton of people just flooding into Texas there. And they're saying it's the worst. It's the worst night that we've ever seen of how many people have come into the country, come into the town or city. You know, so I don't know where else to go. I don't know what else to say. I'm getting tired and I'm hungry.
Trump was shutting that down. Remember, that's why he was, you know, willing to. I mean, at first he mind raped us all into believing that Mexico is going to fund the war, and then I saw that I don't know, that guy was the prime minister or something to Mexico, or from Mexico to America. He went into the American college and he said, Mexico is not funding the effing war. And he said the F word inside the college classroom. He said, I don't give a F what Trump said. He said, Mexico is not funding this effing wall. You know, I might have said war. I meant the wall. He said that Mexico is not funding the effing wall, straight up. And I was like, yeah, you see? And I said it before even while Trump was stating, because y'all remember, if you haven't forgotten, Trump went to Congress or whatever and wanted the taxpayers to fund the wall. Remember when he went for that, what was that, $282 billion or something?
I said we go beyond the wall. I said we put up a bunch of remote gun towers and turn them on to shoot anything moving across the border. And I mean anything. I don't give a damn if it's a jackrabbit. I don't give a damn if it's a lizard. Anything trying to move out there is toast. That's what I say.
This is what I proclaimed, and somebody thought it was cruel. But I'm going to go a little lighter than what you're saying, John Wayne. We all familiar with electrical fences. That's all they would have had to done. Somebody said, "Oh, that's inhumane." Well, if you think about it on your side,
to the hell with electrical fences. I'd just go straight to the landmines. I'm sorry, but that's the thing. Enough people figure it out over enough time. Hey, man, it's not worth trying to make the attempt. I mean, we're not going to make it. You know, either the gun towers are going to get us, either we're going to step on a mine or we're going to drown across the river. Something, I mean, we're not going to make it. That's what needs to be made, right? Nothing comes across that border. And I mean nothing. I don't give a shit, not even a net.
Millions here. I mean,
unfortunately,
the thing is,
yes.
Yeah, there's already millions here, and they went into Texas. I mean, it's just, you know what gets me, though, out of all of that? That they haven't. You know, why? Okay, we had the, what was that in Texas? We fought that at the battle.
Alamo.
Okay. But if we went down there and we fought the Alamo, you mean to tell me we can't flood into Mexico so that those people can have a natural economy in Mexico if we got to take on the cartels and, you know, take all those people, even the Mexico freaking country.
I've heard a former U.S. Air Force general, three-star general, say that if they were given the order to move on the cartels, they could have them decapitated and have everything, you know, pretty much quashed in a week. Is what McInerney was saying. So,
well, you don't think that the Mexican people would love to be home? That they got to feel like they got to come to America to create some type of.
That ain't what it is, man. No, that ain't what it is. I mean, what's going on, it's a formal invasion, right? You come here, you're going to come here legally. You're going to take the tests. And you're going to give the oath. If you don't do that, your ass is not in here. You're going back. I don't care, either in a body bag or you're going back in handcuffs and in an airplane or whichever way, but you're not staying here, right? And this is the flat-footed, hard down, you know, nose the grindstone approach this country needs to take. Because if we don't, we will not have a country any longer.
All I'm saying is that because to think about it, John, if you're in Mexico, let's say if you're a resident of Mexico,
I wouldn't
go
to Mexico.
No, I get that. But follow me for a second. What happens if you're a resident, you're born and raised indigenous to the land? Now you got a government who doesn't have, they're not a hospitality type of country. They're more of a cartel country. And I'm not saying the cannabis industry, okay? So exclude the cannabis industry. But, you know, when it comes to the, you know, the cocaine and stuff like that, you can't have a hospitality country to run a cocaine cartel out of your country and have a country. You have to have some stability to where your people can produce crops or what.
Yeah, but they don't think about it like that. They think about it like slavery, slaves, people to be exploited. That's how they think about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying, that these people feel threatened in their own country. Like, they were like, well, man, I'm out of here. But we can't even get no economy going where we can raise our children. The fathers have to leave their land to come to America to send the money. How many Mexicans do you see wiring money back home?
I mean, it happens quite frequently, I can assure you.
A lot. Very of them frequently. Here, a lot. And you go to Texas, and I bet you now what they've done is they sent so much money back home that their families can afford to probably, you know,
live like a king, right?
Yeah. And then they don't mind staying, you know, three families to a household, and then they only got to put out $100 a month, you know, each. You know, I mean, think about it. Or what have you for each bill that they pay, right?
I mean, well, it's eventually going to come down to it where those who believe in this country, who are here legally, I say one more time, legally, they're going to stand with the, you know, people that they took the oath with, you know, they're brothers, I guess, if you want to call it that, the American people, to defend this country. This country's being invaded right now. I mean, from what I gather, I don't know how true it is, but word has it that the Apaches go hunting. Okay. And they're not hunting for deer or bison or anything to eat. They're hunting illegals on their land. From what I gather, the Apache are dealing some pretty heavy stuff, right? Don't go falling upon Apache territory, you know, unaware or unbeknownst. So
where do they hang out?
Huh?
Where do those Apache hang out?
I don't know. I don't. You want to go join them? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm just curious. If you're bringing that up, where do they hang out? They got their own places down by with the Navajo down in Arizona.
Somewhere, yeah. Somewhere, yeah. I mean, that's what I've heard. You know, so. There's a lot of people dying off in them. There's a lot of people off there dying in them deserts. Make no mistake about it. You know, either just because they aren't supplied, they get lost, don't know where to go, or if they're just outright murdered, right? So, who all stands to benefit and prosper from this whole thing down there. Look at the Fast and Furious gun sales and gun smuggling. You know, Eric Holder, Barack Obama. You know, I mean, Jesus Christ, look, they've got 50 caliber machine guns mounted to their pickup trucks. You know, those aren't developed anywhere else but in the United States.
I look at it as simple logic, right? Simple economics. That's what I meant to say. I look at it as simple economics. That this is, you know, basically it's what it all comes down to for the, I'm not talking about the Mexican cartel. I'm talking about the logical Mexicans that come to try to make a way for their family. Okay. So there you go. That's the mindset you want to have of what I'm stating. It's simple economics for them. This is the reason why they come. And okay, we take the Ford Motor Company. Didn't they send it to Mexico? All right. See, that's what I'm stating. Now think about why America couldn't overtake that country. Said, look, the cocaine's got to go. You know, you wanna have your cannabis shops? That's fine. You know,
we'll see. That's what needs to have happened. Here in the States, they need to make pot legal across the entire country, take it off the federal schedule, and, you know, make it totally legal. Okay, that would take care of 3/4 of the issues with this bullshit border situation and cartels on the pot end. Now you're getting into the heavy stuff, and look, the heavy stuff is even involving the fentanyl. And where does the fentanyl come from? Well, that comes from China. So China is using the cartels via, you know, the United States government to poison its own people. But that's neither here nor there, right? I'm fed up with it all. You know, I wish somebody with fortitude would come into the position of power and straighten these bastards up. You know, something like a modern-day gangster squad, if you know what I mean. You know, where's Elliot Ness at? We need a new Elliot Ness.
Well, we get the expendable to go down there and handle up. You know, that want to take those jobs and go take out the cartel and let these people go back home. Because what if they could convince the Mexican people to be able to go home and have an actual economy of hospitality or what have you? The fathers could teach them trades and everything else down in their own country. You don't think they would love to be where they were born and raised? I mean,
I have no idea. I just know that them flooding up here is not going to do anything good for our country.
People that
are
doing this don't look at it. That they don't think about it in those terms. They don't have the same morality. These are animals and pieces to move around on the chessboard for whatever reason. They don't care about whether they're Mexican or white or whether they should go back to their own country or morality or any of that stuff.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I mean, I don't. It's never. You're never going to get. I mean, you're never going to get that. I mean, if you're looking at it from that point of view, that's not the way these people think. You're not going to. You know what I'm saying?
You mean the politicians? That's who you're speaking of.
Well, yeah, the elites, politicians, whoever. Yeah. I mean, the Pope was involved with this migration, and so was the UN back when Biden first came in. Right? Remember all that? So, yeah, I mean, I don't think that, that one chart gave you about the birth rate, the fertility rate for the United States and white Caucasians and stuff, that's why they're doing it. They need bodies to run their system, pay the taxes, you know, to work, and also as their street gang, too, you know?
Yeah, well, you look at it, too, that's a great point, Deacon, because, They're looking at it as it's more taxpayers to be able to put more money into the system.
All right, yeah.
And plus it's a democratic vote, right? They get them here, they say, you know.
Either that law is an excuse to stuff the ballot box, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Say that these people voted for us for the Democrats, you know.
That's probably why you got that influx of the thousands of votes because of these people. Right. And hell, think about it. If you're being suppressed in your own country and you don't have an economy, number one, and you're like, man, I'm only making $20 a day. Wouldn't you want to go where you're making hundreds of dollars? I mean,
right,
like
but,
I said, simple economics.
They're steered into that decision. They're not making a decision on their own. These conditions have been created by the people who are running the joint, politicians and their handlers and the elites. They can create these conditions, and then they push people a certain way. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I get what you're saying, but.
Yeah, because think about it, too. They all speak Mexican, right? You know, Spanish. So they're speaking to the Mexican brothers, right? And sisters, and they're saying, man, America is treating me good. You know, come to America, man. They doing good, man. We're making good money, man. You know, I got a job over here, man. I put my kids in school, and they accept them right into school. Remember Obama? Obama, went to the Congress and asked for how many billions of dollars to hurry up and push these kids in school. None of them spoke English, remember? That was what all that was about. You know, hurry up, push them into school, get them into schools. And none of them, so they had to create a freaking Spanish probably school for them, you know. And I'm not saying in the wake of, I don't want, you know, if any Mexican listeners out there, It wasn't, I'm not speaking the hate thing. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, just like Americans, you take Americans and put them in Guatemala or something, or, you know, somewhere foreign land, you don't think Americans would want to come back home? Heck yeah. They would, or in the deserts of freaking Africa. I mean, shoot, they wouldn't want to stay there. Like, man, I need to go back home, man. This ain't even normal. I don't even have running water. You know, like at my house, I had running water. I could take a bath. Hell, I seen this dude. They had this show, this program they put on the TV just a couple weeks ago. I saw they had this dude. They were trying to hook up this guy with this older lady, right? And you know, they hit it off one night. So they put her. She had this house out in the middle of the damn desert. And he went out there to stay with her, man. It looked like she just pieced some kind of freaking hut together. She had no running water. She would go get water from somewhere and put it in jugs, and he had to take a shower. And
He was a Mexican?
He was kind of mixed. He was kind of like mixed dude, you know?
But she was a what? She wanted him to stay here?
Yeah, she wanted him to stay out there and start repairing her hut. And actually them make a life together. But it was like, man, it wasn't normal for him. You see? And he was like, man, I can't do this. This is not normal. And there she was. She was trying to...
Or something?
Well, she was a little overweight. She was an older lady. And
it was probably one of those homeless places out there in Southern California, out there in the desert, Slab City. That's the name of the place.
She was out there by herself.
There's a lot of people out, but there's an area called Slab City. Mm-hmm. All these homeless people are living there. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. She didn't have any neighbors. I mean, it's like Arizona, so out in Arizona. Whether it was Arizona or not, I really don't know. But I mean, it looked like she was by herself. And it looked like her house was made of that, like a stucco stone or something.
Yeah, adobe house.
Yeah, barely had a roof on it or something. And not a regular house roof. And, man, it looked like she was just piecing her freaking life together. And, you know, got to do this to wash a dish or something. It was rough, man. I mean, she didn't even have any running water or anything. And this dude was like, oh.
He didn't want to stay, huh?
Heck no, man. It was one episode, the second, third episode, that was it. He was out of that. It wasn't normal. You see? Now try to take an American, like a Jer Bear or something, put him out in the middle of the desert or in the desert of Africa and say, well, try to make a life for yourself. You know, Jer Bear's like, man, I gotta go back home to Boo Boo. She needs something to eat.
Well, I might be able to hang. Shit, I've been out in the desert before.
Yeah, but not up Africa.
Come on outside of Vegas. I'll show you some Africa desert.
I've been to Arizona. I've lived there for 9 months. Went to visit Vegas.
Well, what are you trying to tell me?
If I stuck you out in the desert of freaking Africa, you wouldn't want to stay there very long.
How do you know?
Because, man, Boo Boo would freaking be biting your leg, telling you bring me
you
back.
Boo Boo had nothing to do with it. How do you know I wouldn't like it out there? Or I wouldn't. How do you know? I don't know.
Yeah, come on. With no cannabis shop around, my friend, I guarantee you wouldn't stay there long.
I'd find some hash.
Hashish.
I'd find some, you know, the.
Don't be
When I was 18 years old, I left Northern Cal. I went to college. I didn't know nobody. Yeah. I didn't think, but I made the best of it I could, and I got to know a lot of people. But
there's no college in Africa, in the desert.
I'm using that as an example. I didn't know anybody in the San Diego area. And if you're gonna hang, you gain. I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to bring it out there for real, you know, like of how it is that for the Mexican people, you know, they would want a hospitality type of living. That's why they come to America. And plus, like Deacon said, you know, all that's entailed with that. But it's just a factor that remains that a way of in the wake of they could have an economy in Mexico and their people. You don't think they'd want to stay home? I think if you could provide some type of living for them, that they would be enthused to stay home. It would be a great thing.
Well, we don't want them to stay home because we need bodies. So that's why we're open the border. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying me. I'm just saying the people that run it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we needed them in California because they were the only ones that would pick the grapes for the wine. They were the only ones that would do that type of agricultural work. You couldn't get regular people to do it. So that's what enthused the Mexicans to come to California. What was that guy's name? That leader of trying to start a Mexican labor leader.
Cesar Chavez.
Yeah, is that what his name was? Chavez.
Cesar Chavez. Yeah.
Yeah, they're, you know, but nobody would do that. I met a lot of Mexicans. I worked with Mexicans up in Northern Cal when they would be picking fruit, and I'd be the tractor driver hauling the crates out of the lugs out of the orchard once they filled them up.
Yeah,
all real people, man. I remember sharing this one guy. He had like those coffee thermals that they had like glass inside of them back in the day, and they'd keep hot drinks in them. This one dude, he had a bunch of homemade burritos in there, flour tortillas, and I had a big old bologna, salami, tomato, lettuce, deluxe sandwich, and I'm munching and eating my chips. And when I smelled that burrito, I said, "Hey," I gave him my sandwich, and he gave me his burrito. It was just the way things were, man. All I'm just trying to say is those people, they came and did that living to make it here. And they did send their money back.
Yeah. So you're saying exactly what I said. Yeah, they came to make it here. That's right.
Well, they had the opportunity. Nobody wanted to pull weeds out of orchards and shit. Nobody wanted to
right, right. That's what I'm saying. You would have those that would want those type of jobs here. Now I'm saying it's like the Ford Motor Company that went down there. If you could create these different type of automobiles and of taking the wake of the mindset of Henry Ford, we're not going to build any automobiles that our employees can't afford, right? Which we all know that what he said are fact. So that's what I'm saying, that you would create an economy there that they could begin to buy automobiles and have an actual economy. They could do that.
Always, they did send a lot of businesses to Mexico and Indonesia and stuff. We lost a lot of businesses because of the way the money was being taxed and shit here. That goes without saying. I don't think when they went down to Mexico and started building cars down there that it, I don't know about any of that, that if it helped their economy to become more middle class, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That they have no economy there. So when you have, think about this, when you have millions of freaking Mexicans come from their own country, born indigenous native to the country, you have to wonder why, what's going on there? But we always heard here in America, in the States, we've always heard that they had Mexican cartels. So we have to delve into, well, what kind of cartel? Well, cocaine is what they've been known for, right? So if they having that, And these people don't want their children around that to grow up in the streets of, don't you want the best for your children if you have children? But you don't want them growing up in cartels where they got to deal cocaine, right? But that's how a lot of rappers have made it here in the United States. They were feeling like that's why they got into the game. They got into the game because they could make money off of crack. And then they started buying airtime for studio time. And then they started becoming rappers and then, you know, all of what entails with that. And it allowed them to be able to get out the game in some sense. But then some stayed in for the wake of the investments into these prison systems. Why would Sergeant Miller was speaking about the gangster rap. And hey, that was news to me because I heard it probably about the same time Sergeant Miller heard it. I was like, well, damn, nobody would have really even thought about something like that. Where these suckers became rich and they had to keep it on a hush-hush to be able to come successful in these stock options to where they were able to make great gains off of making gangster rap to keep these kids, to get them incarcerated into these prison systems where they can make a gain off of the stock investment. You see? You see how this all freaking wraps up?
I don't see.
But you got to know what's going on in the rap game. You see? And this is why I state that it is in the wake of Mexico being the cartels. And all of this, I'm telling you, man, this is a humongous thing of the turnaround that we need ordinary for this. Man, I'm telling you, we are gone so far down that we have allowed our countries to go so far down to where, you know, you feel like you can't even reach up to reach the bottom. This is how sad it is, man. It's like because we've allowed these old fogies to stay in power that they won't release the power. And that's why I stated what I stated yesterday, that McCarthy's going after term limits finally.
Natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. and if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Order with Mithril 0XE05.